Fascinating times. Again, what's interesting is how often people think that people will follow a show to another channel or follow a star to another channel, and very rarely seems to work out that way. Kevin O'Sullivan, thank you very much. TV critic extraordinaire, talking about Prue Leith replacing Mary Berry on Bake Off. Talking of replacements, John Holmes being replaced yesterday and today by Mr. Bob Mills, who joins me now. Hello.
How are you, my dear?
I'm very well. I was really excited about Prue Leith actually being chosen for Bake Off, because a friend of mine went on one of the Prue Leith courses,
yes,
the cookery school,
yes.
and I was very, very poor at the time, and living very much hand to mouth in a bedsit, and I used to go over to hers, and she'd make me sort of poussin for dinner, and then say, "I've got nothing for dessert," and she said, "Oh, I'll knock up a chocolate orange souffle." Who knocks up a chocolate orange souffle just out of stuff they have in the cupboard? And I tell you what, those courses are good.
Where are you being taken tonight for Valentine's?
Oh no,
Day?
No, I'm being taken to the sofa. We don't go out Valentine's night.
But have you
fish and chips on the sofa?
You've had your gifts, so have you had your flowers?
No, I will be getting flowers. It's a bit. My nanny's birthday, my daughter's nanny,
okay.
Her birthday is Valentine's Day. So in the morning, it's all about the nanny.
Okay.
That's much more important. We've got to keep the nanny happy.
Fair enough.
There were tears.
And also,
she cried. She cried. So we definitely did well.
Okay, good. It's difficult for you because your husband works. I don't know if people know that. It's
difficult for me if my husband works.
He works late. I don't know if people know. Judith is a bouncer in the West End.
I'd love to see him do that.
big lad, nasty lad.
Lots of facial tattoos. I just have to say, it was a spiderweb tattoo on his face that bothered me. That's what bothered me. Anyway, what are you doing for Valentine's?
Don't
tell me what's on the show. What are you doing?
A Valentine's fest. Why not? Just John wouldn't do it. John's a curmudgeonly old soul, but I'll do it. We'll do Valentine's from around the world. And the history of online dating, which goes back a long... Well, it wasn't online. It used to be in the papers.
It doesn't go back centuries, does it? Let's be honest.
Well, it kind of does, really, when people... personal ads. If you think of personal ads as the great-great-grandfather of the Tinder app or whatever they use now.
Oh, I love the... Oh, whatever they use, he got in quickly. Yeah, safe territory there. Excellent. Bob Mills coming up after 1 o'clock. I'm going to go home and hope there are some flowers when I get there. Good luck to my husband if there aren't. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon and enjoy Valentine's Day if you must.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required, excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
What a bargain!
It's the sun!
Saving us over 95 quid!
All we did was collect tens of Kazan.
I think that was collect 10 tokens inside the sun and get 2 free tickets to Chessington World of Adventures Resort. Start collecting today.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hi.
Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bob Mills, in for John. But John's back tomorrow, apparently. He's just had a very short break, half-term, with the kids. But one more day of me. I do apologise. But never mind, because you'll be sharing your time with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Bob. Coming up, companies not prepared for cyber threats, boy dies in Topshop, and find out who's tipped as the next Bake Off judge.
Talk Radio.
The Queen has opened a new centre to tackle cyber attacks. The security experts are warning companies are chronically understaffed to deal with the threat of an online breach. It's claimed they're increasing in frequency, severity and sophistication. The Chancellor, Philip Hammond, says it's a huge problem.
The ONS estimate that there were 2 million such incidents in the past 12 months alone. If these numbers were included in our crime figures, the UK's crime rate would double.
The Ministry of Defence is rejecting claims Britain's military spending has dropped below the NATO target of 2% of national expenditure. A think tank says it's happened because the economy is growing faster than the defence budget. A rise in the cost of fuel and the weakness in the pound since the vote to leave the EU have pushed the cost of living up. Inflation rose to 1.8% last month. That's up from 1.6% in December, the highest rate in more than 2.5 years. A Topshop in Reading is closed today after a 10-year-old boy's death in the store yesterday. Police say he died from severe head injuries after an incident involving shop furniture. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother has reportedly been killed. It's understood Kim Jong-nam died after being poisoned in Malaysia yesterday. And Channel 4 says it will reveal the Great British Bake Off lineup in due course after reports Prue Leith is going to replace Mary Berry as judge. It's claimed the former Great British Menu judge will start in the new series with Paul Hollywood when it starts later this year. TV critic Kevin O'Sullivan has told Talk Radio she's a good replacement, but producers still have other issues to deal with.
The problem is, what are they going to do about Mel and Sue? As they found out on Top Gear, if you take a long-running popular show and you think it's pretty easy, you can just replace the stars of the show and put the same programme out and it'll be fine, doesn't necessarily work out. Ask Chris Evans.
Talk Radio national weather.
Dry with sunny spells in the northwest and southeast, but mainly cloudy elsewhere. Showers across the southwest of England will move up into central regions. Highs of 11 degrees.
Talk Radio sports update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. There's a full programme in the Sky Bet Championship this evening. Newcastle aim to consolidate top spot. They travel to Norwich. Rafa Benitez's side are just a point clear of second place Brighton, who are in action at home to Ipswich. The Albion could find themselves top of the table this evening if they win and Newcastle don't. There's also a full fixture list in Sky Bet Leagues 1 and 2 and two Champions League ties on the continent. Rugby and Leicester have confirmed the signing of England fly half George Ford from Premiership rivals Bath. The 23-year-old will join the Tigers in time for the start of next season. Finally, tennis. Great Britain's Fed Cup team have been drawn away to Romania in their World Group 2 playoff in April. GB haven't been in the competition's World Group in almost a quarter of a century. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Don't forget, the 14th of February is
Customer Appreciation Day at Subway Stores. From 11 a.m. to 7 p.m, we're giving our customers a free 6-inch sub with every large dispensed drink or 500ml bottle of water to show how much we appreciate you. Head to a store today.
Au revoir, mes amis.
Terms and conditions apply. Participation may vary. See subway.com for details.
Turn up the treble on the radio show that doesn't take itself too seriously.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is indeed. It's me, Bob Mills, for the second day today. And then John's back tomorrow. John Holmes is back tomorrow. He's just having a little break with his kids. Half term, bless him. Victoria Bourne. When did the thing come in? But they're doing little headlines,
the little teasers.
Yes,
at the top.
The little headline, like before you do.
Okay,
the...
so that's for on top of the hour, so 2 o'clock, right. 3 o'clock, and so on. That's always been there. It's just half-past headlines where we go straight in.
I like it. It's nice.
Okay.
It's like, have you ever been to the opera?
No, actually.
At the opera, I've been very often. I went because, cut a long story short, my son's knocking about with a girl from a posh part of Essex, basically. And her parents said, do you like opera? And I said, yes. Okay. And my wife was looking at me like, no, they don't mean EastEnders and, you know, yeah. in Coronation Street. And they said they were going to go to Tosca. Would we like to join them? And again, I thought they said Costco. Anyway, long story short, I went to the opera.
Yeah.
And they have a wonderful thing there. I think it's everything. I don't think it's just the one that we went to. When you're going in and sitting down and settling, the orchestra play a sort of 4 or 5 minute thing, but it's made up of all little bits.
Okay.
The overture. And it's little bits of what's going to be in
a
the...
tease.
It is, really. Yeah. And so you might think, oh, I don't know that. But during it, you'll hear little bits and you think, oh, I know that. So you think, oh, that's all right. I'm going to know some of it. Oh, that was nice. And that's sort of what you're doing, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Little preview.
Little preview. Yeah, I'm sure there is. I'm sure it's not called. Is it called a tease?
We call it a tease.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that's the technical phrase for it. It's like basically news at 10. News at 10, you just go, bong. The Chancellor said, bong. And then you knew what was coming. Or if you didn't care, you can think, well, I don't want to know any of that and turn off. Not that that's what people do with you.
I'm sure some do.
Okay, so that's always at the top of the hour.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's another lovely radio phrase.
Isn't it?
That's a phrase you don't hear in any other walk of life, isn't it? What time do you want to meet? I don't know. Should we meet at the top of the hour? It's only on the wireless that they say top of the hour, isn't it? The other thing they only ever say on the wireless is the big hour.
The big hour?
Yeah, local radio. Hi, welcome. You're listening to Radio Three Counties, and we're fast approaching the big hour of 10. And it's like, there's no hours bigger than any other, really,
no,
is it?
No, it's just a lot of hype.
Yes. All right, and thank you so much for that. So what do you do now? Go and research other stories and things?
Yeah, I need to write my half past. Haven't done that yet.
I see you sitting there busy. Well, good luck. Well done
Thanks.
With that. Who's doing it? Ben, have we got Ben Fletcher all day?
Yeah, Ben Fletcher all day on the sport.
So, you said that like, I was like, Ben Fletcher, all day.
I thought I was quite enthusiastic then. Was that not how I came across?
No, that was good. Okay, you might as well go now, because you're obviously not going to congratulate me.
On what?
Nothing. We've been on air now for 8 minutes, and I thought at some point Victoria will say, anyway, enough of that. Congratulations, Bob, but you haven't.
I'm sorry, but what am I missing? Congratulations on what?
Last night.
What did you do last night?
Do you not watch television?
I was out in a pub quiz with in the same pub that Ian McKellen was in.
Hang on. So you care about quizzes?
Sometimes.
I was an answer on Egghead.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
What was the question? What was the question?
Well, when I say I was an answer, I was one of the possible answers.
Okay.
It was, who was the host of, who was the Bob in Bob's Full House? Was it Bob Mills, Bob Carroll Jews, or Bob Monkhouse? So it was obviously Bob Monkhouse, but I was one of the options. I think it's better to be an option rather than an answer.
Yeah.
So I think if you're the actual right answer, then you can never be on it again. But I think if you're one of the options, the chances they might bring you back and you can eventually be a correct answer.
So you're hoping to be another multiple choice
honest, I'm so emotionally overextended just having been an option. I don't think I could even... That's it now, I've finished.
So,
I mean, I, do you know what? I wasn't even going to come today. I was going to phone up and say, listen, there's no point me coming in today because I've done.
You're
that's
done.
That's it now.
I want to know, were you watching it or did people tell you about it?
I wasn't watching it. I was at work, but my Twitter went crazy.
Brilliant. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you who tweeted me. Liz Kershaw, BBC Radio 2's Liz Kershaw, DJ, one of the great DJs of British culture, tweeted me. So thank you very much for that. And thank you all our listeners here who've... I'll give you the... what I better do is I better give you the phone and text and tweet details, because you're obviously waiting to tweet and text and phone your congratulations. You can call us on 03444991000. You can text the word talk and your message to 87222, or you can tweet at Talk Radio. So, what have we got today? Let's have a look. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I hope you're with the one you love. If you're not, I hope you will be soon. What we've got today... Oh, I'll tell you what we are going to be doing in the next 5 minutes, hopefully. If you were listening yesterday, we had a very nice call from a guy who was talking about something completely different. But as we were chatting, said, oh, I'm sitting here, I'm sitting by the canal and chatting away. And then revealed, without making any kind of deal, but that he was actually had been homeless He was an ex-serviceman, but he told us about the charity, that the organisation that he'd been in touch with, who had actually got him a place to stay and got him some training, and that now the result of that, the happy end of the story, was that he'd got a job in his old job of making old wooden boats, and he was back on track with his life. And we're going to be talking to the chairman, the chief executive of the organisation, which is Veterans Aid, just to touch base with them, really, just to say we spoke to the guy and it was a nice story and well done. And then it's going to be a love fest, isn't it? I know Julie Hartley Brewer wouldn't do it. Although I have to say, when I mentioned to her about, are you going to go home and you're going to be flowers, so her face lights up. She's a very different person than you think, Julia Hartley Brewer, because she comes across as, you know, that's how you have to be in the media. You have to have a persona, and she's the Iron Lady. The lady's not for turning off, and she's very powerful, and she's very forceful in the discussion. But when you see her with Ronnie, her old man, Ronnie the Latch, we used to call him when he out in the East. He's a big fella. He's about 28 stone, 6 foot four, massive fella. He's a bouncer. If you've ever been to some of the seedier clubs in Soho, you'd have come across him. Huge, big man. And he's had his problems in the past. Let's not beat about the bush. You know, he's done time. People have annoyed him and he's got angry and he's been a bit too handy with his fists. But now he's calmed down with Julian, and they seemed so very happy, and she was so looking forward to going home and getting the flowers. And I hope if you wanted flowers today, you've got them. I hope if you were supposed to have got someone flowers, you've done that. And if you haven't, well, we'll talk to you, we'll talk to you in the later show for your meaty mouth excuses.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Win a blockbuster trip to Beijing on Talk Sport with Odeon and the Great Wall, the epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Enter online now at talkradio.co.uk/competitions, and you and a friend could be jetting off to China on your very own seven-night adventure of a lifetime, including spending money to enjoy the sights, the sounds, or even the Chinese Super League. Uncover the mystery of the Great Wall, the epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Tickets on sale now at odeon.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
Jet2 Holidays offer so much more than just a holiday. It's 2 to 5-star hotels. It's transfers, a rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage included. It's daily flights to amazing destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. It's the holiday you've always wanted. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell and Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161, or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Hello, it's Alex here, your Royal Navy Reserve correspondent. And what have they got planned for me this week?
All right, so today, Alex, we're going to do their damage repair instructional unit. This is where we're going to simulate the ship being hit by missiles and water's going to come in and we've got to stop it, basically.
So I'm going to get wet.
You're going to get absolutely soaked.
Oh, we've just unplugged the wall. I'm getting used to the cold now. It's just my hands that are cold. It's now gone dark. We've had a second attack. We're still blocking up the wall and it's still cold. But it's good though. Teamwork's prevailing.
This is definitely one of the best things about being in reserve. You would never get a chance to do anything like this. It gives you so much more than just coming away here and learning how to stop a ship from sinking, but the confidence to actually get in there, work with people that you don't know, that you probably actually won't see again, to get a job done. It's pretty incredible.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The anti-clockwise M25 through Buckinghamshire has reopened after an accident between 16 for the M40 and 15 for the M4. It is still very busy. The situation on Cambridge's A14 has changed as well. There is still one lane out eastbound between junctions 24 and 26 near God Manchester after an accident. But of course, the earlier closures caused severe delays for the A14, the A1 and for routes around God Manchester and Huntington. And finally, in Wingate in County Durham, the southbound A19 around the A181 is very busy. A caravan has been involved in an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
I have cancer. I'm cold. I'm behind with my bills. Can I afford to get to the hospital? Will I lose my job, my home?
Macmillan Cancer Support can help with money worries so they don't spiral out of control.
I'm warm. I can get help with transport. I will keep my job and my home. I have cancer.
For our free financial information and support, call now or search Macmillan Money Worries. Macmillan Cancer Support. No one should face cancer alone.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
If you're a fan of The Matrix and Bill and Ted, oh, and by the way, my own Private Idaho, have we got a full set breakfast for you starring, no, not me, Keanu Reeves, Hollywood superstar. If you like Keanu, the next show fits the bill because it's also got two bills. Bill Bailey, Bill Oddie and Keanu Reeves. What a lineup. Keanu, no autographs, I've told you.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi, this is me, Bob Mills, sitting in just for today with John Holmes. That's quite something tomorrow. What a bill that is. Bill Bailey. Did he say Bill Oddie? Bill and Keanu. Keanu Reeves. Woo. Paul Ross and Keanu Reeves, isn't it? I'll tell you, the ladies will be watching saying, maybe, ooh, I don't know, Keanu, Paul. Ooh, it's a tough choice to make here on Valentine's Day. You can call us on 03444991000, text the word talk in your message to 87222, or tweet at Talk Radio. But before we get into that, we'll be doing the famous Valentine's, the best Valentine's in films, all that kind of stuff. But before we do that, something that came over from yesterday, because I was sitting in for John yesterday, I'm speaking to Dr. Hugh Milroy. Hello, Dr. Hugh.
Hello, hello. I feel a bit inadequate after talking about Keanu Reeves.
I know. Well, it took us all by surprise.
Thank goodness there's no camera.
Now, Dr. Hugh, yesterday we were doing various stuff on the show and somebody phoned to speak about something totally different and we were chatting and just dropped into the conversation that he'd had a job and he'd lost his job and he'd been in the military and he was now homeless, but that he was getting back onto his feet and he was talking about the organisation that had helped him, Veterans Aid, of which you are chief executive, I understand.
Indeed, yes.
So what he was saying was that he sort of came out and he contacted you and you'd found him, he had somewhere to stay and he'd been on a few courses and one thing had led to another and it was lovely. He was going to go back into his old employ, which was a lovely old skill that he had. Tell us a little bit about Veterans Aid. How do they operate? Where are they based? What do they do?
Well, Veterans Aid is one of the oldest military charities. We are based in central London, but we operate on a national, indeed international scale. And in terms of what we do, the best way to describe us is the accident and emergency unit for the veteran community. Those who are really in crisis, those who have, you know, unfortunately found themselves homeless or whatever, you know, but that's our role. That's our place. There are 2,500 service charities, but the A&E role really does come down to Veterans Aid. We don't spend a fortune on advertising, but we're certainly busy enough. And we do, I've been involved some 22 years now, and we do, you know, a frontline job, and it works, as John told you yesterday.
It's a funny thing, because there was a time, I'm sure there's always been problems, but it used to be, if you go back to National Service Days, you know, my parents and people like that, people went away, they served their time or they joined the army and they left the army. I'm from an army town, a lot of relatives in the army.
Yeah.
And then they came back and they eased back into civilian, they used the skills that they had and it was a nice transition. They did their time back into normal life. Now, when did it start to be this problem that people coming out of the military suddenly found themselves in these situations?
Well, I'm not as entirely convinced that this hasn't always been the case.
Mm-hmm.
Overwhelmingly, people leave the military with great skills. I mean, I served a long time. I went to the Gulf War. I've been through the lot. And, you know, and I know lots of people in this. And as I say, I've been at it a very long time. Overwhelmingly, people are fine when they leave the military. Some people have problems. But that's the same in society.
Yeah.
But the reality is that, you know, people talk about the military, and there's a great deal of urban myth about what goes on about veterans, like thousands on the streets and things like that. And the thousands in prison. But, you know, from a frontline perspective, that's not what we see. What we see is problems about life in Britain today.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is that, you know, people seem to have forgotten the wider context. But we here in Veterans Aid take these calls. You know, last year we had 3,500 interactions with people. Overwhelmingly, our work is in prevention, and much of this is about things that are affecting everyone in life. You know, there's a national housing crisis. Mm. What was it yesterday? The other day they were talking about just Airbnb had 27,000 vacant flats in London or something.
Yeah.
You know, 13 million, according to the Joseph Rowntree Foundation, there are 13 million people in Britain living in poverty. You know, these are big issues which affect us. But overwhelmingly, I absolutely believe, having been in the front line for so long, that actually, if you're in crisis in Britain today, you are lucky if you're a veteran.
Oh, okay. These things are actually there for you, because it's a strange thing, though, because people do have this impression, I think, that the military kind of looks after its own, and it does. But I remember my only contact with the military, and I don't make, you know, I was out there, is that just performing, because I do stand up comedy, I did about 2 or 3 years at the decompression camp in Cyprus. And you would see these kids, and they'd be on their way home. And I say kids, you know, because I have kids, and these kids were about the age of my kids, so that's how I thought them. And you would think, right, they're going home, they've done their tour, they're going home. Some of them have done their time, and they're leaving. But you kind of had this impression that the military had things in place there, that there was but in fact, for some of them, you think, well, just like, as you say, just like British society, some of them are going back to broken homes and to families that have perhaps lost their homes. And
I can only speak from experience. You know, I did recruit training, you know, like everyone else, taking youngsters through the military and them joining up. And, you know, and overwhelmingly, you know, I could say hand on heart. And you've got to remember, this is my world. I've dedicated my life to this.
Mm.
And genuinely, if I thought this wasn't the case, I'd be telling you.
Mm.
But I can tell you that the armed forces, you know, you just had an advert on for the Royal Naval Reserve. Do you know what? They're not paying me to say this, but what a great start in life. And overwhelmingly, I remember it, people joining up and actually doing them proud. You know, it gave them a purpose, gave them direction, gave them self-esteem. There were so many good things. But it's, what's interesting, of course, is that people we see here, you know, on a national basis, are late 30s to mid 40s. They probably served when they were in their early 20s.
Yeah.
So actually what we see is that people, you know, the context really bites, you know, and, you know, you could say, is it, you know, just as important as the military services, you know, or relevant, shall we say, as, you know, a failure of the education system or a lack of detox facilities or, you know, a lack of mental health facilities, you know, care in the community, did it work? There's so many other issues involved. It's sort of... it's not really, you know, and the media, of course, the media have really, really taken to this. You know, we see figures pumped out, there's 7,000 people, 10,000 veterans left in the streets to rot. Well, actually, DCLG and the government's successive, and they're not paying me to say this either, successive governments have done well by this.
Mm.
You know, but the idea that there's 10,000 veterans on the streets, I mean, the sleeping rough on the streets business, you know, I tend to go with DCLG and Department of Communities and Local Government. You know, 4,134 is going up, and, one is unacceptable, but
yes.
The reality is that, you know, they're not all veterans. You know, the numbers are tiny. We've done a good job about prevention. And that's what the military does, the family bit, as you say, looking after their own. 2,500 service charities, they are looking after their own.
Oh, well, that's good. And I understand what you mean about that, actually, because it is, I guess if you're working in a newspaper and you want to highlight, you know, quite nicely, the well done for doing it, but highlight the plight of the homeless, then a good hook is to say, these guys have been serving the country and this is what's happening.
Yeah.
That, you know, rather than just, this is what happens to some people in life.
Well, my own doctorate is in the field of homelessness amongst veterans, and one of the few people ever to have done such a thing. And what I can tell you is, it isn't my experience. People aren't falling out of the services onto the streets. That is a really rare thing. And there's plenty of, even the government's put money into it, the MOD's put money into this. You know, there's spaces in Catterick, an organisation in Catterick that's for early service leavers and things like that. But certainly, you know, and it's hand on heart. I cannot say that the military is causing any of this. It's really hard for me to put a finger on anything to do with it. The fact is that jobs are in the south. Train fares are expensive, all sorts of things. I mean, my own train fare, I commute in every day in a not very good service, and it's £10,000 a year. Mm. So all those things kick into play, but you know the prisons aren't full of veterans, because actually the opposite was true. You were taught to be a good citizen.
Mm. Well, maybe that's the other side of it. Then maybe that veterans who come out, and let's never forget, of course, when we talk about veterans, we're not talking about, you know, old guys who were in the Falklands and that age, which is, you know, if you've been, there are people who have been in active service in theatre who are still kids, you know.
Absolutely.
So that we're not talking, but maybe the thing is that they're coming out and they're facing the same problems that everyone else their age has faced, but perhaps they're a bit better equipped actually to deal with it, because they've learned sort of discipline and self-reliance.
Well, you know, that's interesting you say that. You know, I've got two girls that have left university, you know, they've done their own thing, and one has just moved to London to a job. It was a nightmare for her.
Mm.
It was a nightmare for her, let alone, you know, I can't afford, you know, to support her like that, but I can't buy her a flat. So it is about what's going on in life, and there's been far too much in the media about picking on individual subjects. It's an absolute madness to actually pick on one area in someone's life and say that's the root cause of everything. You know, the number of people doing addictions, you know, the gambling addictions. I mean, what was it last year? Last year, Britain lost $12 billion in, you know. It just goes on and on.
So, who funds you?
Well, you know, as ever, you know, being one of the smaller charities, but, you know, a critical charity, you know, I don't spend money on fundraising. I do spend money on fundraising, but I don't market our services. And everyone knows about the big names and big brands, but so I can't really compete. So fundraising for the likes of us is really hard going.
But what can people do, Dr. James? What if someone's listening to this now and thinks, I like the cut of their gym, I'd like to help them, what can they do?
Yeah, just go straight onto our website, like everyone else. You know, the overwhelmingly different thing about Veterans Aid is we're really into the whole idea of prevention, not letting someone onto the streets in the first place. Stop it happening. And you know, and that takes money. So you literally, donations of cash really make a difference. And it's so funny, you know, we don't promote sadness, pornography or anything like that. This is a place of hope, a place of real change, you know. And you know, organizations, governments come from around the world to look how we're doing business. We've absolutely stopped people getting onto the... There's no need for any veteran to be on the street at the moment. And what we need to do is just... That's all about funding. That's all about making sure that organizations, frontline organizations like this, get their funding.
Right, and it's www.veterans-aid.net.
That's it, Bob.
Super. Dr. Hugh, a great pleasure to talk to you, and I'm glad that I spoke to John and he led us to this conversation.
Well, a third-party endorsement from a client, we didn't even know he'd done it. It's worth its weight in gold. Thank goodness he didn't tell about how grey hair there was.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Dr. Hugh Milroy, thank you very much. Oh, that was nice. That was, and do you know what? Quite a, not what I was expecting in that, do you know what? The problems aren't that bad. They're bad. They're bad for everyone, but we're doing something about it. Let's have some news from Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
The Chancellor says business must sharpen its approach to cybercrime. Security experts are warning two-thirds of British companies don't have anywhere near enough staff to deal with the growing threat. The Queen has opened a new national cybersecurity centre to help combat attacks. Philip Hammond says 100 people will be employed there.
Government cannot protect business and the general public from the risks of cyber attack on its own. It has to be a team effort. It is only in this way that we can stay one step ahead of the scale and pace of the threat that we face.
The government has rejected calculations that the UK's spending on defence dipped below the NATO target in 2016. A research group says it was 0.02% short of the 2% aim, but ministers insist it's increasing annually. The cost of living is going up, with inflation reaching a 2.5-year high. The CPI measure went from 1.6% in December to 1.8% in January. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother has reportedly been assassinated in Malaysia. Kim Jong-nam is believed to have been poisoned by two female Pyongyang operatives at Kuala Lumpur International Airport yesterday. Rolls-Royce has suffered the biggest loss in its history. The engine maker slumped into the red by £4.6 billion, partly due to a corruption scandal. And Hugh Jackman is warning fans of the dangers of unprotected sun exposure after having his sixth skin cancer removed. The Wolverine actor says he's well after the procedure, but is advising people to wear sunscreen. The weather: dry with some sunny spells in the northwest and southeast, but mainly cloudy elsewhere. Showers across the southwest of England moving up into central areas with highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Hi, all you lovers out there. It's a special Valentine's Day live at Drive with me, Sam Delaney. I'm going to be joined by the delectable Maddie Anholt, doing a special love-themed trending review. I'm going to be joined by the wonderful dating expert and former dominatrix, Nikki Hodgsons, with her Valentine dating advice. And the beguiling Josh Cluderay, our good vibes correspondent, bringing all the love and romance to our news review.
Sam Delaney, live at Drive.
For that and so much more, join me for a loving this afternoon, 4 till 7.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Hi, this is Bob Mills on my second day, sitting in for John Holmes. Thank you very much for some of your texts and tweets. You can call on 03444991000, text the word talk and your message to 87222, or tweet at Talk Radio. Thank you for Thomas for saying, yeah, okay, second day, a bit better than you were yesterday. Yeah, it's all right. Obviously, prefer John. Well, yeah, of course you prefer John. Of course you do. It's his show. You're his people. Well, I don't come here to steal John's people from him. If anything, I come here to show you how good John is, to make you grateful for what you've already got. And thank you for Nat Kimber. I think I've heard from Nat Kimber before, and I think he is a genuine person. I think he is nice. But people have a way, and maybe it's Twitter that does it, of making things seem a little backhanded. Hiya, Bob. Congratulations on being part of a multiple answer quiz. Well, when you say it like that, it doesn't sound like such a big achievement. Although to me, it was a massive achievement. Yes, okay, I wasn't the right answer on Eggheads, but I was an answer. I could have been the right answer, but I wasn't. I was an option there. Me, and so I can now say Bob Monkhouse and Bob Carroll G's. Yeah, they had to put Bob Carroll G's in. Why do they do that? Because it's happened to me on a number of occasions. I once turned up at a corporate gig in a dicky bow, and somebody said, oh, lovely to see you. We're really looking forward. I'm so glad you're here. Is the dog in a box or something? I haven't got a dog. Yeah, you have. Of course you have. You spit. And it was like, no, that's not who I am. But you booked me and you're paying me anyway. We are now going to talk about Valentine's Day, and we're going to talk about Valentine's traditions around the world, because I'm not sure that it is a worldwide thing. I know we have it. I think the Americans have it. I'm not sure about the Australians or the colonies, as they used to be called, and as they still are in my house. But I wondered what it was like around the world. So I did put out a call for people from other countries to tell us. And we have, and I'm going to say it like I would say it. I'm going to say Jana. Jana de.
Yeah, that's right.
Jana. Yeah. I'm not, is it Defor? Jana Defor. Jana Defor, where are you from?
Well, I live in England, but from Croatia originally.
Croatia, whereabouts?
Zagreb.
Ah, of course. Dinamo Zagreb, one of the great football teams of the 1960s.
Yeah, that's the 60s.
Yeah. So, what would be happening now in Croatia on Valentine's Day?
Well, I think at the minute they do the same sorts of things that we do, sending chocolates and flowers and things. But there's sort of an older tradition where you send the ones that you love. They're called Lichtertar, and if you've ever been to a German market at Christmas, they're those honey hearts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now,
those to the people.
Tell me again what they're called slowly.
Lichtertar.
Okay. So that is, of course, that's the sort of Central European thing. Yes, I have had them at German markets. You do see them, and I thought they were a Christmas thing. But they would work better for Valentine's Day because they're little hearts, sweet, literally sweet hearts, aren't they?
Exactly, but you don't eat them. They don't taste very good.
Oh, whoa.
To give to people.
Someone sends you something that is shaped like a heart and has sugar on it, and yet you're supposed to not eat it?
I know, it sounds like it doesn't make sense. But you put them up as an ornament in your living room or your bedroom.
That's where I've been going sadly wrong. That explains some of those awful nights I've had in Berlin and Munich and Strasbourg. Well, I've overdone it on... Basically, I've been eating ornaments.
Exactly, yeah. No, they taste a bit stale. You really shouldn't eat them.
So, is it... and what do you call it in Croatia? What would they call that?
Valentinovo. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's sort of there's a little town in Croatia called Valentinovo, and it's supposed to be the most romantic place in the country. So people go there to get married because they say that if you get married there, then you're sure to have a long and lasting relationship.
Oh, what a lovely thing. We don't have anything like... Well, we have Gretna. People used to go to Gretna because you could get married quick if you'd been chased by the authorities. But no, that's a lovely town, a love town. And do they make the most of it? Is everything very lovey and heart-shaped?
Yeah, well, the sunset there is supposed to be the most spectacular. So if you stay and watch the sunset, that tends to be a good luck thing for your marriage in the future.
Now, let's get a little more personal now, Jana. Are you involved? Is Valentine's Day a day for you?
No, after a string of a lot of bad Tinder dates, I'm spending Valentine's Day with my friends.
But sometimes friends are better than lovers, aren't they?
Absolutely.
But they're not. I just couldn't think of anything to say that might possibly console you, to be honest. Oh, well, then, so where are you in England? Are you in London?
I am in London. I work at the Royal College of Art, so I'm just in Hyde Park at the minute.
Ah, well, that's nice. There are a few places better to be if you've got to be on your own. No, there's no way of sugaring this pill, is there? Basically, you're on your own. But we'll see. We've got someone here who looks like a man who might like to buy flowers. So we'll see if we can sort Al out to get you some flowers. He's looking. Yes. Oh, he's perked up. We'll see if we can arrange that. But, Jana, thank you so much and have a lovely day.
Thank you. You too.
There you go. That was Croatia. And I'm going to find out other places around. Well, we'll get her in for a start and do Spain. But anyone else, if you're from another... As I said, I don't think they do it in Australia and New Zealand. But if you know better, give us a call. 03444991000. Text TALK and your message to 87222 or tweet at TALK Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
By the time Adam has screwed that socket back on the wall, by the time Sam has tightened that tap, or Jim has finished packing up his tools, their click and collect orders from Screwfix will be ready. With Screwfix Click and Collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix Click and Collect, in as little as 1 minute.
I'm Tom. I'm in year 11. I was always getting told off for talking, so I thought about the debating team. Now I'm thinking about university.
I put the debating team flyer in his desk, was sick of telling him to pipe down. I wanted to put his voice to better use. Now he's thinking about university. I teach year 11. I'm Mr. Corbett.
Apply now and you could get a £25,000 tax-free training bursary to teach subjects like maths and languages. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Problems in Wingate in County Durham. The southbound A19 is now completely closed near the A181 following an accident involving a caravan. Things are actually getting better in Cambridgeshire for the A14 after earlier problems near Gob Manchester. The London Bound A12 in Essex is heavy because of a broken down vehicle. That's near Junction 17 for Howe Green. And just east of Shaftesbury in Wiltshire, the A30 is currently closed in both directions. Just off the Royal Chase roundabout at Shaftesbury following an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
I have cancer. I'm cold. I'm behind with my bills. Can I afford to get to the hospital? Will I lose my job, my home?
Macmillan Cancer Support can help with money worries so they don't spiral out of control.
I'm warm. I can get help with transport. I will keep my job and my home. I have cancer.
For our free financial information and support, call now or search Macmillan Money Worries. Macmillan Cancer Support. No one should face cancer alone.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Another tweet from Thomas, thanks for that, saying, unfortunately, Valentine's Day has now arrived in Poland. Apparently, it's quite a new thing in Poland, and they're not very happy with it, basically. They see it as a money-making exercise on behalf of Hallmark and people like that. I think we've had it for a long time. I can always remember it being there, Valentine's Day. It's always been quite a big thing in this country. But I know what you mean, Thomas, because we had it with Halloween. When I was a kid, Halloween, I'd never even heard of Halloween. Right, even when my kids were little, it wasn't a thing. And now, of course, people cash in Halloween. But let's ask this question. Let's say you're on your way home today and you've been working hard and your partner is at home and you suddenly think, oh, God, as if there's not enough in my life. It's suddenly Valentine's Day. I need to get a gift. But then again, It's a temporary thing. It's a very transitory thing, Valentine. Oh, here's a little gift. You eat it or you put it up. It's not like, oh, it's your birthday or Christmas. This is going to last forever. So you don't really want to be... And the point of it, it's a love token. So you don't want to be spending fortunes on it. That's not what it's about. It's a token. That's all it is. So let's say that you're heading to, unashamedly, one of my favourite places. I love a Poundland. What would you be able to get from there? Let's talk to Claire Stevens. Hello, Claire.
Hello. Happy Valentine's Day.
And happy Valentine's Day to you, Claire. And now you're senior buyer for Poundland. And I listen, when you're talking to people on the radio, you say, oh, I'm a big fan of... and you don't always mean it. I love a Poundland. I can spend a long time in a Poundland.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. We love it too.
We've got, where I live, we've got a couple of lovely big ones. We've got the big ones that used to be Woolies in there, and we got that one, and there's another big one on a trade and estate. And if we're there and my wife, Jan says, oh, I need to go into this shop or this shop, if there's a Poundland, I think, lovely, I'm happy, I'll meet you in there.
You're over there. Have you been and got your Valentine's card then? You're not in trouble, are you?
I'm all sorted. All sorted. What I had was a lovely mixture because I got a nice card from... You're exactly right. I got a nice card from Poundland, but then I got the flowers. That was a little bit better. That was Moises Stevens, and a live read man appears at your door and comes and arranges them for you. So I went both ends of the spectrum.
Oh, you're covered then. I can see a lot of our customers are in trouble. Yesterday alone, we got 70,000 people who forgot their Valentine's card, so went panic buying yesterday. And the noise this morning from stores is a lot of men in store because we've sold 25,000 cards already today.
Right. Now, here's the thing. In Poundland...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't even think about the shop without thinking of that beautiful Catherine Tate sketch. How much is that?
Yeah, all the time. The customers, even when I'm in there, everybody will come to me and pick things up and regularly, how much is this? And it's a pound. I can help you with that. It's a pound.
And also, when you get to the till and you think, I wonder how much this is. Oh, I know exactly how much it's going to be.
Good, isn't it? Yeah, so, easy.
But the thing is, all right, people say, oh, a pound, a Valentine. How much can you possibly love them if you spend a pound? No, there is nothing more transitory than a card.
No.
I mean, do you know what? January the 3rd, I open a black bag with the best one in the world, because I know some people keep them, but if you've got 50 or 60 Christmas cards, well, you ain't doing that. You're bunging. And then you think, I've probably stuck 200 quid's worth of paper in the bin. It's pointless. Yeah. It's absolutely pointless. And then they're nice at Poundland, aren't they?
They're lovely. Genuinely, they're lovely. There's some absolutely... Every day we do lots and lots of cards every day to lots of customers, but particularly at Valentine's, as you can imagine, our cards are the same grade and quality as everyone else. We're not embarrassed by them at all. Great designs. I bought my husband a lovely one that he's not too... He can't decide whether he's insulted, that's got a monkey with great big red lips. So you can have a jokey one or you can have a serious one. Something there for everybody, definitely.
Now, I'm looking through some of your things. They've given me a bit of paper.
Right.
The first thing I've got to ask you about, though, is the Valentine's Day meal deal.
Good, wasn't it?
Well, let me tell you, I'm looking at the picture and Ambassador, you're spoiling us.
Yeah.
There's some of them, perfect. No one's going to argue with that. And there's some... Is that garlic bread? Some nice sort of garlic...
Bruschetta. Yeah, bruschetta.
Perfect. Well, Italy. That's Italian. Italy is the home of romance. And then, but right in the middle, I'm not sure about this. It looks to me like pot noodle and meatballs.
Do you know where we went wrong with that for me? Beef and tomatoes, not my flavour. I would have been much happier with chicken and mushrooms.
Yes, I think so.
That's where I would have gone. That's where we went wrong.
So you think you went wrong with the flavour of the pot?
I think it would have been far more appealing if we'd have gone with chicken and mushroom.
Yeah.
But obviously, bit of tongue in cheek. You don't have to spend. I know, We don't have. You don't have to spend £15 or £20. There's all sorts of options, but But that shows you what you can do on a budget if you've got it. If you want to have a nice meal, I mean, you can do a full breakfast if you want to. You know, or there's all sorts of options. You can have soup instead. You don't have to have bruschetta and crab. Yeah, there's yeah, it has got some noise, though. We've had a lot of discussions and conversations on our options.
Well, here's the thing. You see, I'm with you with this because, let me tell you something, I'm very lucky. I've had a charmed life. I've done very well. I'm very nice. And now we buy each other nice food. But when me and my wife first got together, we had a little baby. We were just married. We had a little flat. Yeah. We had nothing at all. And I don't think we were any less happy then, like Valentine's or Christmas or even, when we'd bought each other things. And if you were lucky, sometimes you'd have a Christmas and I'd think, oh, we've spent 50 quid to, yeah, you know, on all this today. That's all the presents and the food and everything. Mm. You're no less happy, are you?
Well, do you know what our customers were telling us last year? And we had to stop and listen. Not so many people go out on Valentine's as they used to. Mm. It's so difficult to get a table. It's so expensive. So we really went looking for how we could help our customers dress up the table. So a lovely heart-shaped plate and a heart-shaped napkin and some beaded scatter. Not to sound like a salesman, because I'm not, but people do want to sit in and put the candles on and get some nice candlesticks and make yourself a lovely table for £5. That's really, really great value.
And this is where, right, honest to God, I sound like I'm sort of being patronising, but I'm not, because I'm telling you, there are some things spend money on. There, yeah, is, whoa, look at that piece of jewellery that you bought. Look at this. Yeah. And you've spent money and you've found an antique. But you know what? If you're setting your table, yeah, when you've finished eating, it's, yeah, over.
Yeah.
So if you spend 30 quid on that, I'm sorry, you're an idiot. If you've, do you know what I mean? On those sort of napkins and things. Sometimes we get napkins in my house and I look at them and I say, oh, you've been in Waitrose. Oh, that's nice. 7 quid for a pair. But I'm going to wipe me face on them.
Well, I was in different, I was shopping the weekend myself, and I was in some leading retailers' coffee shops, and they'd got our napkins and our scatters on the table, so everybody knows great value. You see them, I obviously, as the buyer, because I know the range, I see it wherever I go. I was in a restaurant, a big chain restaurant, and they got all of our products there, so everybody knows great value today.
Here's my favourite things now, coming slightly away from Valentine's Day. When I go in, right, I go down and I get some painkillers, first thing I do. And then I have a look at the shampoo, because I'm a man of a generation that truly believes. And funny enough, I read an article by a proper sort of scientist in one of the sort of good magazines that my wife gets, which says that in all these years I seem to have turned out to be right in that you don't need to spend 30 quid on a bottle of shampoo, because shampoo is a basic thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Is that what you come in for? You come for your painkillers first.
I'll tell you what I get, and we don't do advertising, but you do the Aussie stuff.
Mm.
Well,
isn't it really good? Do you pick it up and say, how much is this?
But I get a big bottle of that, and that does me for a few weeks, so I get that. But then I do love, and it's the thing that fascinates me, the books.
Yeah.
What's the deal with them?
We have a great source. We have two or three different sources for all the books. And I'm a big reader, and there's a lot of people big readers. So what we do is we buy titles a long time in advance, and then we are able to, if we see something's working or not working or we want more of, do you like the books or do you not like
them? No, I do like the books. This is it.
I think they're really good, but I know some customers have said to me, you're too up to date. I want to read some people like historical romance and different categories. So you ought to be on one of our steering groups.
No, but they do have that. And I'll tell you why, because a book is another thing. And sure, there's nothing better than a lovely, you know, book. But I think I'm going to read it. And then it'll lie around the house for a while, and then it might end up at a charity shop, or I might give it to someone.
Yeah.
So I really don't. Sometimes when I see a book, and I think $7.99, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I know that people need to make money from having written them and that, but I like the celebrity books.
Yeah, and we got them, haven't we?
Oh, you got a celebrity book for £1. You can't beat it. And then you, of course, you turn around the corner and go in the next aisle, and then you've got the kitchen stuff. Well, here's the other thing. Sometimes I get a lot of people in my house, and my wife, we've got a huge family, and sometimes I think, oh, there's an event that we can have 30, 40 people in. Right, yeah. Well, I haven't got 30 glasses. I haven't got 30 glasses in my house because normally there's only four of us there.
Yeah.
And if there's going to be 30 people eating and drinking. Well, do you know what I mean? You go down Poundland, you come back, you've spent a few quid, and they can all eat and drink it, and then you either wash it or chuck it, really.
Oh, you wait until April then. We've got a great big fabulous new homewares range coming. You're going to be absolutely delighted because there's going to be some lovely products there. There you go. It's all more. And don't forget, Easter's coming, the Easter bonnets. Get yourself some Easter bonnets as well.
What's the deal? This is not what we were supposed to be doing here, but we've got another minute left. But what is the operating model? Because it does fascinate me, because I do go in and I think, I've bought this and I've used it and I know that it is what it says it is. It's not like a knockoff down the market. So what is the operating model?
Basically, our first thought is about always value, always delivering the best possible value. So we look at the market, we look what's out there, the very first thing we do. So we look at what everybody else is doing and then go, no, we want to do it like this. And we want to, if a single glass is, I don't know, £4 or £3 in the market, why can't we offer it to our customer, same grade, design, quality? We just operate on a quicker turnover and all about adding value, that's all. Constantly doing. So every category, we're always progressing and moving along to the next one, looking for something new, but always with the customer and value in mind.
Well, thank you so much for doing it. And I would say to this to people, hold on, I love shopping. Listen, get down Knightsbridge. Spend a day in Harrods. No, seriously, it's a wonderful place. And you don't have to have a lot of money. You can buy things there for a five or a tenner. But get yourself to a Poundland and have a little wander around there. They're both, at both ends of the scale, you find lovely. It's a lovely half hour to spend.
It is.
So thank you very much, and thank you for the everything apart from the pot noodles and the meatballs Valentine's Day special. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
And you, Claire Stevens. Thanks very much.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Switch to electric this February, because sometimes it's the quiet things that make the biggest noise. The 100% electric Nissan Leaf, now with an extra £500 deposit contribution at 0% APR representative during our Electric February event. Plus, 1 year's free insurance, 2 years free servicing, and of course, no petrol or diesel costs. Now that's something to keep quiet about. The Nissan Electric February event ends 28th of February. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 0% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status, over 25s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/electric February.
Attention! To celebrate the new series of Combat Dealers, Quest and Juicen are giving you the chance to win a whopping £10,000 cash, plus incredible tank driving experiences for the runners-up. And to see what treasures military antiques expert Bruce Crompton and his team discover, don't miss Combat Dealers, Tuesdays at 9 p.m, only on Quest. For your chance to win £10,000, enter the free cash prize draw at juicenquest.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply. At ease!
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month, exclusive to British Gas customers. And you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bob Mills for John Holmes. After the break, we'll be talking Some Amazon people finding out about Prime and all the stuff. And Pillow Talk, technology for people in long-distance relationships. All that after the news from Victoria Ball.
Thanks, Bob. Coming up, cybercrime warning. Kim Jong-un's brother assassinated. And the MTV Awards come to London.
Talk Radio.
Security experts say the UK is facing a growing threat from cybercrime because companies are chronically understaffed to deal with attacks. It's hoped a national cybersecurity centre, officially opened by the Queen this morning, will help tackle the problem. Kieran Martin, who's heading up the new centre in London, says hacking claims against Russia will be a focus for his team as well.
We do worry about the Russian cyber threat to the UK in the same way as our allies worry about the threat to them. And that's something that we're doing everything we can to deal with.
The government has dismissed a claim it's missed its defence spending commitment. The International Institute for Strategic Studies claims the figure was just short of NATO's target of 2% of total government expenditure last year. But Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon says the think tank has got it wrong.
We are comfortably above the 2% at the moment. We're spending nearly 2.2%. Other countries in Europe are not pulling their weight. Britain is one of the few NATO countries that meets its commitment. We spend above 2%.
The half-brother of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, has been killed in Malaysia. The Yonhap news agency in Seoul says Kim Jong-nam was poisoned at Kuala Lumpur Airport by two unidentified female assassins. Malaysian police say they don't know yet how he died. Police and health and safety officials are investigating how a 10-year-old boy died at a branch of Topshop. Thames Valley officers say he suffered head injuries after an incident involving furniture at the store in Reading yesterday afternoon. And for the first time in two decades, the MTV Europe Music Awards will be held in London. Mayor Sadiq Khan announced the news, saying the city is the entertainment capital of the world.
Talk Radio national weather.
Dry with some sunny spells in the northwest and southeast, but mainly cloudy elsewhere. Showers across the southwest of England will move up into central areas with highs of 11 degrees.
Talk Radio sports update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Norwich boss Alex Neil reckons his side still have an outside chance of winning automatic promotion from the Sky Bet Championship. Going into this evening's game with leaders Newcastle, they're 14 points behind second place Brighton, who host Ipswich this evening. Neil knows if they're to have any hope of closing that gap, they'll need to be nigh on flawless for the rest of the season.
I think it's going to be difficult to catch them. I mean, I think it, based on form, certainly throughout the season so far, I think it's going to be a tough ask. However, we came close the last time we went up. If we can go on any sort of run like that, then I don't think anything's impossible.
There's a full programme in the second tier this evening, as well as a complete fixture list in Sky Bet Leagues 1 and 2. Rugby, Leicester have confirmed the signing of England fly half George Ford from Premiership rivals Bath. Finally, cricket, England all-rounder David Willey will miss the ODI tour of the West Indies. He's had shoulder surgery. Stephen Finn has been called up to replace him. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio. Turn up the trouble on the radio show that doesn't take itself too seriously.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi, this is me, Bob Mills, sitting in just yesterday and today for John Holmes. He's back tomorrow. You can call me on 03444991000. You can text the word talk and your message to 87222 or tweet at Talk Radio. Heady tweeted and said, "Dear Bob, this is what I did. I crept in her room at 6 a.m. and threw a dozen red roses on the bed." So it's a wonderful vision. Only spoilt by the fact that she was snoring like a cross-channel ferry stoker. But God bless you anyway. There you go, and thank you. And someone did, I didn't get the name, but they texted and said, "What were the florists that you were talking about?" It's a florist that I use. I've always used Moises Stevens because you don't just get some guy in a car dropping them off. You get the proper van pulls up and the guy gets out in the library and he comes up to the door, knocks the door, and then when your wife or your husband or your partner, whatever, answers, they actually take the flowers in and they set the bowls up and they have all the gear with them and they arrange for you in that. It's a bit late in the day to do it now. I have a standing order, and I don't know that they take new customers just like that. You'll have to check with them. I know there was quite... You had to go through a number of processes when I signed up with them. They're a very, very old established firm. I believe that the royal family used them. But listen, nip in Poundland. They get a bunch of flowers. Or any garage, because you know what? It's the thought that counts. At the end of the day, that's all that counts, is the thought. A lot of money being spent on Valentine's Day, and quite a lot of it, I should think, is being spent with Amazon. So we're going to talk to somebody from Amazon at some point. I don't know when. Are we going to talk to them now, the people from Amazon? Lovely. Are we going to talk to Jason Weston from Prime now? Hello, Jason Weston.
Hi there, Bob.
Hello, thanks, mate. You all right?
Thanks for having me on the show.
You're very, very welcome. So, what's the deal? Is it... Where does it rate? I mean, obviously, Christmas is the busiest time of the year, but what are sales like, specific Valentine's sales? Pretty good?
So we've seen a real uplift in Valentine's Day sales today. So the Prime Now service, which is our ultra-fast delivery service that delivers products to customers in an hour, has seen a huge pickup today. We first saw this last year, and so we're kind of ready for it and expecting it today, but we're really seeing it come through.
So basically what you're talking about here, let's not beat about the bush, is people who've forgotten, isn't it, really? It's people. Now, how does this work? Because Amazon is a fantastic thing. I use it a lot. I don't know what the effect is on other shops and that, and fine, I don't get into that. I just know that I use it personally, and I use Amazon Prime a lot. Now, Prime Now takes it a step further, and it becomes what my mother would describe as like something out of Doctor Who. That you can sit at home and you can see a product and you think, I want, because I mean, my daughter, she does it. If she's going out that night, she gets something, then it's there. How does it work?
Yeah, so that's right. It's definitely a service that helps those people out who haven't planned. So it's Prime Now is a separate app that you download onto your smartphone. You then open that up and you put in your postcode. It uses your Amazon Prime credentials, and then you can just shop from a range of 15,000 products. Click checkout, and then we'll get those products delivered to you either within an hour, or you can choose to have it scheduled in a 2-hour slot later in the day.
But hang on a minute, where are they? I mean, I know you've got big warehouses. There's a big warehouse in the Midlands. I've driven past it, and that's fantastic. It's like a city on the moon. But where are the products that you can get them to someone in an hour?
Yeah, so. We run the service in 9 cities across the UK. So London, Manchester, Liverpool, Birmingham, Leeds, Glasgow, Portsmouth, Sheffield. And obviously to get products to customers in an hour, you've got to have those products close to where they are. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do. We get products close to where they are in these big cities, and then use vans and bikes to get them to customers the time that they order them for.
What's there are certain things obviously that you can identify, yeah, this is a Valentine's gift. What's the big sellers? What goes big on Valentine's Day? I'm guessing what chocolates and do you do roses? I know you do the silk roses. What's the biggest sellers?
We see chocolates and champagne do incredibly well. DVDs, box sets, makeup, beauty products, perfume. We even see a real big spike in ice cream on days like today. and we even last year had a customer in Surrey who placed an order for an engagement ring at 3:30 in the afternoon.
What, and you got it to him there that day?
We got it to them there within 2 hours.
and what about and this is always the saddest thing that all men certainly admire, lingerie goes up as well, doesn't it?
It does indeed, yes.
And it's always, let me say this to any man out there. I've been married, blissfully happily married, and I don't say that in a radio way, blissfully happily married for 33 years now. And let me tell you something. By all means, go down that road. You see it. Oh, lovely. Right. But don't expect to ever see it again, because it doesn't fit. It's the wrong size. It's you're always going to get it wrong, but don't let that stop you, all right? Buying lingerie is like, to me, it's like dieting. You're going to fail, but have a go anyway. Is that that must that's pretty much how much do you get sent back after? Now then, what's this 10 most romantic cities thing? What's that based on?
So that's looking at sales that we've seen on the main Amazon website.
So you're looking at what, flowers, music, that sort of thing?
That's right. And we've seen, we've revealed that Nottingham is the capital of love for the UK this year.
Well, that's going to come as a bit of a shock to anyone who's ever been there. I can promise you that. Nottingham is the capital of love. Why? What are they buying in Nottingham? Oh, yeah, you've got it here. If music be the food of love in Nottingham, where they bought the most romantic music to play. So they're buying albums by Adele, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, Marvin Gaye. Okay, maybe. And more romantic films than champagne than other cities as well.
That's right.
Well, if you're in Nottingham, by all means, let us know, because it's a nice town. It's a lovely old town. They've got two football grounds and a test match arena. But other than that, it's never. I'd hardly call it the Venice of the Midlands, really. So, but then again, it's only just pipped Bristol.
That's right. That's right.
Can I just say, I'm looking at the is this like, oh, we'll do this, but we won't include London because that would win, obviously? Or is London just not in it?
It's done on a per capita basis.
Oh, so how many people? Okay, all right. I was just thinking, the least romantic. Now you've got it right. I'm not sure that Nottingham is the most romantic, but the least romantic, based on Amazon's Southend. There you go. But here's the thing, they will be proud of that.
But they will be proud of that. The country, there's still time to change the outcome here.
No.
Still go on to Prime now and order stuff for today.
No, because what you don't understand is they have a different level of romance in Southend. I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to have a walk down by the seafront and I'll buy us some Winkles. Lovely. There you go. It's like Serrano de Bergerac there, but in a slightly different way. All right, so everyone's doing well. Everyone's having a happy opportunity. And I still don't know without having someone sitting there with a motorbike constantly running how you can get things to people in an hour, but you do that anyway. So thank you. Thanks very much. Jason Weston, thank you very much for joining us.
Well,
now then, this is another thing I want to do. Valentine's. I don't think that Valentine's is, and a couple of people tweeted me and texted me saying, I think you'll find you're wrong. I think they do have it in Australia and they certainly have it in New Zealand. I don't think it's a national thing. Do they have it in America? Do the Americans have Valentine's Day? What, today, the same day they have Valentine's Day? You're nodding at me, but you're not nodding at me in a way that's saying, yes, I've researched it and I know for a fact. You're nodding at me in a way that's saying, don't let's go there because they might not, but I haven't checked it up. I would like a full list on my desk when we come back from the next break of all the countries that do celebrate Valentine's Day on February the 14th. And all the countries that don't celebrate Valentine's Day on February the 14th. I would also like to speak, and you can call us on 0344-499-1000, or you can text the word talk in your message to 8722, or tweet at Talk Radio. I would also like to speak to anyone who comes from a country where they don't have Valentine's Day. Because I know it's not a universal holiday. I'm aware of that. Now, it might not be as... It's not like Thanksgiving, which is just an American thing. So, because I know other countries other than the UK have it, but I know for a fact that it's not universally. And some countries have it, and some countries don't have it. And I want to find out who. And I also want to know. And this is up to you. I mean, I know that John doesn't really do this sort of thing, but it's entirely up to you. I'd like to know who your favourite Valentine. Should we have a quiz? What about that? What about a quiz? Right. Okay. The character Valentine, a character Valentine, features in two of Shakespeare's plays. Which two of Shakespeare's plays have a character called Valentine? See, you weren't expecting that. You're sitting there behind the glass and I said, shall we have a quiz? And they said, oh, it'll be something. How much would you pay for this in pound? No, which two Shakespeare plays feature of Aaron, a character in the dramatis personae, as they would say, called Valentine. And after the break, when we come back after the break, I want the answer to that. And we're also going to be talking technology for people in long-distance relationships, which to me means a telephone, but we'll see.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
To celebrate the launch of the new, bigger Mini Countryman, we're giving you the chance to win a Mini for a year and experience all five models in the range, so you can enjoy spring with friends in the 3 and 5 door hatch. Keep cool in summer with a convertible. Turn over a new leaf in autumn with a stylish Clubman. Then take on winter in the versatile Countryman. Book a test drive between the 11th and 28th of February for your chance to win and turn an hour of driving into a year of excitement. Visit mini.co.uk/a mini for a year. Who's in? Test drive subject to status and availability. T's and C's apply. Participating Mini retailers only. No cash alternative.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work... Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work... You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4 p.m, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Tyne and Wear, there's two lanes out on the southbound at A1M around Junction 65 for Birtley. There's been a three-vehicle accident there, queues on the approach. Early problems for County Durham's A19 through Wingate has left southbound delays on the A19. There's an accident on Cheshire's eastbound M62, making things quite busy as you approach Junction 11 for Birchwood. And it looks like if you're heading out of London on the M4, all traffic has currently been stopped near the Heston services because of an accident, so things are at a standstill there. I'm Jarena Adams.
It's Valentine's and I'm a chocolate teddy bear. I'm wrapped in foil and I've got a little bell around my neck for some reason. Not bad, but you could do a lot better. Why not order in a proper creamy chicken tikka masala or share a large spicy Italian sausage pizza? You could always have me for dessert.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ian Lee coming up tonight. That's, I'll tell you what, sitting in, this is me, Bob Mills, sitting in for John Holmes for a couple of days, which is nice. It's all right. The audience are a bit sort of tricky. They give you lots of notes, but thank you very much for sticking with me. Sitting in for Ian Lee, that's a whole different ball game. Oh, his listeners really hold you to account, I'll tell you that. You can call on 03444991000. You can text the word talk in your message to 87222, or you can tweet at Talk Radio. It's Valentine's Day. What I want to know is which countries celebrate Valentine's Day and which ones don't, because I know it's not a universal thing. We've got people working on it in the back rooms, not having a great deal of luck. In fact, one of them is even... Oh, he's come in with a list. Look at that. Okay, fine. We may have that definitive list coming up to you shortly. I also, if you want to phone or tweet or text and tell me which two Shakespeare plays, which two plays by William Shakespeare feature a character called Valentine, then you'll win a prize for that. You won't, because we don't have any, but I can say that anyway and then backtrack later. But before that, this is an interesting thing. Pillow talk. I don't know anything about it. Let's find out. Joanna Montgomery, hello.
Hello.
How are you? You well? CEO?
Very well. Very well.
Chief Executive Officer and founder of Little Riot, which is a company that makes, amongst others, pillow talk. Tell us what pillow talk is.
So pillow talk mainly connects couples in long-distance relationships. So the way it works currently is each person has a wristband that they wear to bed and then a little sort of flat speaker that most people put underneath their pillow. And the wristband picks up your real-time heartbeat and sends it to the other person's pillow. So it means if you're apart from your partner, or your husband, your wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, you can hear and feel their heartbeat in your pillow.
Well, I think that's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. And I've been the opera.
It's a bold claim.
That is so lovely. So if your wife's away, your husband's away, your partner's away, and you've got one of these things, just the last thing is you go to bed, you lie down, you hear their heartbeat. That is...
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's a funny thing, Joanna, because here's the thing about this. It's beautiful, and it's so much nicer than, oh, well, here's the thing where you can hear each other or you can talk to each other. Or it's a beautiful thing. And yet, as we all know, the most annoying thing in the world is when you sleep a bit funny and you can hear your own heartbeat on the pillow. It's really annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's not something I can say I've struggled with, but I know...
Oh, really? You never done that? Sometimes if you get a new pillow, especially if it's a bit hard, and you just lie and you've just got your ear in a funny position and you can hear you catch on the... Because you've got a pulse by the back of your ear.
Yeah.
And you hear that... and you think, I don't want to hear that because I can't sleep, because otherwise I'll just be listening to it in case it stops. So, but I'm sure even more so than a partner, if you've got a kid who's away.
Yeah, we get that quite a lot. We get a lot of like military families that use it, or people that are in the forces, and they tend to use it between parents and their children.
Yeah, that's much more for that. I mean, you know, my kids, fortunately, have travelled. They go all over the world. They do things, and they have lovely lives, because young people can do that now. But that would be a nice thing, rather than that horrible Skype moving about, trying to have a conversation for 20 seconds before you go to bed. That would be a nice option. So how does it work? You just got the... Cause basically all heartbeats are the same. You've just got a tape of a heartbeat.
Well, no. I mean, that would have been a lot simpler, I'll tell you that. I mean, it's quite simple. it just uses the wristband just has a light sensor in it, so that's how it picks up the heartbeat, and then it's just transmitted in real time to your partner. So even though, I mean, some people say, you know, it's a bit dull, everyone's heartbeat sounds the same, but at the same time, it is also a really unique interaction, because you are getting the real-time heartbeat of one specific person that you really care about.
It is. No, you're absolutely right. It is a wonderful thing. There can be no finer sound to hear than the heartbeat of someone you love. But there must have been some point when you were all sitting in the development stages and you spent this much money that somebody said, guys, you know, you can just get a tape.
Yeah. Those moments did crop up.
but you quite rightly said, no, we want this to be genuine.
No, we persevered and we've created a quality product.
Where did you... I mean, it's a brilliant idea, but at what meeting did someone say, right, any new ideas? Yeah, what about this? Is that how it came? Someone just had that idea?
No, it actually started as my university project. So I studied interaction design, and I was sort of looking at how we use technology to interact with each other. And I realised that technology forces us to schedule other people in. So, like, as you said, like, text messages or Skype calls, you have to, like, arrange that. And then you have to sit down at your computer and you can't really do anything else while you're on a Skype call.
No.
Which is completely unnatural. That's like coming home at night and saying to your wife, like, well, let's sit down at 5:30 and talk about how our day went.
Yes.
Like, you just wouldn't, but technology makes us do that and we just sort of accept that. So the idea was to create something that let you feel connected to somebody in a slightly more natural way that was more akin to sitting in the same room as somebody.
It's a funny thing, isn't it, this ability. Skype is a thing. Skype is, to me, something I just don't understand. Because my son was away. He was in Turkey. He went over there because we've got family there, and he went over there for a while. And I came home one night, and I could hear his voice, and I went, and my wife was talking to him. And I had this thing where I was thinking, oh, isn't it lovely? Isn't this great that they're able to chat? But come on. And I keep thinking, how much is this costing? Well, of course, it doesn't cost anything, apparently. But here's the thing. There have been occasions when my kids have been away or I've been away and finding you Skype and you have a little chat and that's nice. But because Skype exists, my daughter, and she won't mind me saying that. She's a lovely girl. She works here when she's back home. She was working in Australia. She's not a child. She's a grown woman. She was working in Australia. Yeah. And she Skyped us. And that was nice. And I said, how's it going? And she told us all about it and it was fine. And she said, I'll Skype you tomorrow. And there's a time difference. And there's a point where you think, well, you're not going to have anything new to say. And yes, it's wonderful that technology exists that we can talk. But just because we can talk, it doesn't mean we have to. Do you know what I mean? And then you kind of get locked into it and you think, every day we're going to... And you think, well, exactly as you said, in normal life you wouldn't do that. In normal life I can go a week without speaking to my kids when they're off doing things. So there is that kind of... So is that the sort of stuff you studied?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I've got this sort of frustration around screens and how we use screens and the way that we consume all of our content through them and we connect with all our friends and family through them and I find that so strange that the screen was something that was like designed in the 1970s as at the time it was the best way for like computer programmers to see inside the computers and see what code they'd written was doing, but we just took this piece of archaic technology and we've run with it ever since, and like we've had so many technology advances since then, and we can do all of these incredible things. We can like put people on the moon and cure all these diseases, but the starting point for all of our communication is
still
always
the screen. Yeah,
and
you're right.
Why do we do that? Why don't we, you know, why aren't we adapting? Why aren't we using technology to adapt our environments around what fundamentally works for us as human beings? So that's sort of what we look at, because the research is starting to show that children that spend more than 2 hours a day on a screen are less capable of reading human emotions from other people.
Ah.
They can't pick up the subtleties in body language or micro expressions. And I'm kind of like, you know, that's all good and well now, but what's the world going to look like in 20 years?
Let me ask you this, Diana, because you seem to be totally with your finger on the pulse in this. I live in a world now. I mean, it was Arthur C. Clarke who said, "Don't worry about magic. Don't seek magic, because technology is at a point now where your understanding of it is so small that it is magic." You know. So, what is the next big thing? Do you know what? When I was a kid, I'll tell you why. It used to be holograms. That someone could appear in your room and you could talk to them and have meetings with them and interact like they were actually there. Is that what's going to... What is the next big thing?
I think the next big thing is going to be virtual reality, which I'm not keen on, because that's just strapping a screen to your face.
Yeah.
That's just exacerbating the problem as far as I'm concerned. What I would like the next big thing to be is... I would like to see the world creating more mindful products, because I think everything is so screen driven and so data driven, and you know, app success is measured by how much time the user spends in an app or how many times a day they open it or how many notifications they read. And I think, you know, why don't we design things with the user first And, you know, what can, you know, what about this product will add value to their lives rather than distracting from their lives? So my hope is that the next big thing will be technology that sits in the background and is part of our lives instead of interrupting it.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I enjoyed that. And we will plug that in the pillow talk. People will get that and it'll be a lovely thing. One thing, sorry, I know virtual technology, but do yourself a favour, go on YouTube or online and watch Ronnie O'Sullivan playing virtual snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan the snooker player. And he puts a mask on and he's like, oh, wow, this is amazing. And then it just goes back to the other people and you hear this great big crash. And somebody's, and you turn around, Ronnie O'Sullivan's lying on the ground, and somebody says, Ronnie, did you lean on the table? It's the funniest thing ever. But thank you very much, Joanna Montgomery.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Wow, your heartbeat. What a wonderful thing to hear, the heartbeat of the one you love. We'll be talking more about that sort of thing after we've had the news from Victoria Ball.
Talk Radio.
It's claimed 2/3 of British companies are chronically understaffed to deal with cyber threats. The warning comes as the Queen's opened a new National Cyber Security Centre, which aims to prevent attacks on critical infrastructure. Chancellor Philip Hammond says it's vitally important.
The cyber attacks that we're seeing are increasing in their frequency, their severity, and their sophistication. In the first 3 months of its existence, the NCSC has already mobilised to respond to attacks on 188 occasions.
The Minister of Defence is rejecting claims Britain's military spending has dropped below the NATO target of 2% of national expenditure. A think tank says it's happened because the economy is growing faster than the defence budget. The half-brother of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, has been killed in Malaysia. A news agency in Seoul claims Kim Jong-nam was poisoned at Kuala Lumpur Airport. An inquest has heard an ex-police officer filled out his own death report before taking his own life after two of his colleagues died. Andrew Summerscales is believed to have been one of the first on the scene when Nicola Hughes and Fiona Bone were killed by Dale Cregan in Manchester in 2012. And a man who got a modelling contract after his mugshot went viral has made his debut at New York Fashion Week. Jeremy Weeks, who was dubbed the Hot Felon in 2014, went viral after going to prison for gang activity. The weather dry with sunny spells in the northwest and southeast, but mainly cloudy elsewhere. Showers across the southwest of England moving up into central regions. Highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Hi, all you lovers out there. It's a special Valentine's Day live at Drive with me, Sam Delaney. I'm going to be joined by the delectable Maddie Anholt doing a special love-themed trending review. I'm going to be joined by the wonderful dating expert and former dominatrix Nikki Hodgson's with her Valentine dating advice. And the beguiling Josh Cluderay, our good vibes correspondent, bringing all the love and romance to our news review.
Sam Delaney, live at Drive.
For that and so much more, join me for a loving this afternoon, 4 till 7.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills. On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi, it's Bob Mills and my second day for Johnny Holmes, and Johnny Holmes is back tomorrow. You can call us on 0344 499 1000. You can text the word talk and your message to 87222. That costs you five, Bob. Or you can tweet at Talk Radio. The people who've been in Victoria Born and other people don't seem to know what I'm talking about. Is it just me, or is the worst thing in the world when you settle down for a night's sleep and you realise you're lying funny and you can hear your own heartbeat? It's horrible. Has it happened to you?
It's happened to me, and it's horrible.
It's the most annoying thing in the world. And the thought that you would then invest in technology which allowed you to listen, maybe it's different. Maybe if it's, you know, it's just fainter or something, because when you're lying funny, it's right in your head. It's right in your ear, driving you mad. Making you think dark thought. No, it's not.
I think it'll sound different. Like, it'll sound as if you were listening to, effectively, a clip of a heartbeat.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked her and I liked she had some wonderful thoughts on technology, but if I was in that company, by the second meeting, I'd have said, whoa, how much did it cost to develop this? Hang on a minute, listen, turn that button there. Boom, 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 boom. That's it. They'll all buy that. No one's going to phone up and say, I bought this, but my husband's got a dodgy art. He's got a dodgy ticker, and it wasn't him. But so, well, he must have got better, love. He must have got better when he went abroad.
But you would notice, because you get to know someone's heartbeat after a while, don't you?
I've been in broadcasting for about 30 years, in radio, back in the old days of GLR, I suppose, 20, 25 years. And can I just say, I believe that to be the most ludicrous statement I've ever heard.
Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
You can recognise somebody's heartbeat.
Yeah, I bet you can.
Right. Text. Don't bother calling in, because if you're calling in about this, I don't want to talk to you. But text the word talk and then your message to 87222 or tweet at Talk Radio. I might be wrong. It may just be me. I may be dead inside. I may be a man without a soul. But if you agree and you think, yes, you would recognise the heartbeat of the person that you love, by all means, let me know. Now, the finish. The Finns have started celebrating Valentine's Day only since the 1980s, but it's grown into a beloved annual event. Yeah, I believe the people who sell the cards and the chocolate and the flowers have said it's a beloved. They keep telling them, come on, you love this, you love this. Oh, really? You didn't buy a card? You're guilty. I think they've had it foisted on them. The Finnish word for Valentine's Day is, I wish I'd never started this sentence. The Finnish word for Valentine's Day is Ystävänpäivä. Okay. There's four umlauts and three little dots in that word. So, and it translates into the day of friendship. Finland focuses more on giving postcards or sweet small things to everyone you consider a friend rather than just to a loved one. Okay, so the Finns have done it slightly different. It's a friendship day. Mm. Yeah, here's a postcard and a sweet.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, okay, we can live with that. Slovenia. In Slovenia, Valentine's Day is celebrated on the 12th of March. And it marks the day in which work at the vineyards and on the fields starts. Well, it's our harvest festival then, isn't it? Surely something like that. Hmm. Following almost the same principles as Norwegians, Slovenians consider their most filled with love day of the year to be the day in which birds declare love or even propose to each other. Yeah, okay. Marta, you're from Catalonia?
Yes.
Barcelona?
Barcelona, yeah.
That's a Basque country, isn't it?
No.
Oh, no, it's not. It's just under the Basque country.
No. So the
Where's the Basque country? San Sebastian and
that's in the north, centre-north of
that's
Spain.
That's right, of course.
And Catalonia's the northeastern Spain region.
Right, Catalonia.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one.
There's a very nice train that goes from Paris to Barcelona.
Yeah.
The beautiful train. And then you can catch another little one that takes you from Barcelona down to Valencia.
Mm-hmm, correct.
After that, nothing.
What?
You can't go south from Valencia anywhere on the train. That's it. It just finishes.
I think you can now.
Oh, well.
I think you can. Like, did you go down to Valencia on the train?
When we used to go to Spain, we used to go to Javier, Calpe, Moraya.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And if you wanted to go to Barcelona, which sometimes we did,
you
would have to drive to Valencia and pick up the train there, mm-hmm. which would take you to Barcelona, because there was nothing south of Valencia.
May I ask, when was this?
10 years ago.
Okay. I think it's a little bit better now.
Okay.
They should have, like, regional trains.
So tell us about Catalunya. Tell us about the festival of St. Valentine in Catalonia.
So today we do Valentine's Day as much as everyone else because, you know, globalization, yeah. Everyone else is doing it. And you've got to buy the card, you've got to buy the chocolates and, you know, to keep your other half a little bit happy. And so other people can't say to you, oh, you didn't do it.
sorry. Ian Timms, God bless you for that tweet. Apparently local garages are complaining there's a shortage of flowers and chocolates because it's Valentine's Day. Don't worry. Just buy us some screen wash. I apologise for that, but thank you, Ian. Go on.
So, I was saying that...
Actually, thinking the Barcelona was in the Basque country.
No.
That's stupid. I know. As I was saying it, I knew it was stupid. But
hey, it's fine. It's fine.
Bilbao is in the Basque country.
Bilbao is in the Basque country. Okay. Yeah. So, as I was saying, Catalonia today with...
What's the name of the football team in Bilbao?
Athletic de Bilbao.
What's it called?
Athletic.
Say the first word again.
Athletic.
No.
That's how we call it in Spanish.
Well, you're saying it wrong. Because it's Atletico Madrid, Atletico Zaragoza, but Athletic Bilbao, because it was started by English people. The football team in Bilbao was started by English sailors, and so it's still Athletic Bilbao. Anyway, go on, Karen.
But that's not how we call it.
All right. It's your country, your language.
Yeah, exactly. I'm right. You're wrong.
Okay.
I can't remember what I was saying.
You were saying that in Catalonia...
Ah.
You're being swamped by this horrible pressure of globalisation.
Yes, but our real Valentine's Day is actually on the 23rd of April, which is St. George's Day. And we celebrate the love story of St. George and his sort of princess, because he had to rescue her from a dragon. And when he rescued her from the dragon that threatened to... Let me finish. I can
I'm
see
not,
your face. Let
I'm
me finish.
I'm not going to say anything. What do you mean, let you finish? Go on.
So the dragon threatened to eat the princess. So St. George came to the rescue and killed the dragon with a sword. And from the wounds of the dragon, instead of blood, poured out roses. And he gave one of the roses to the princess, and that started the tradition of St. George's Day, which is the Catalan Love Day, in which the man gives the lady a rose, and the man and the lady in return gives him a book.
Mm-hmm.
So on the 23rd...
Any particular book?
No, okay. Any book. Could be anything.
Jack Reacher novel, one of Mark Billingham's Detective Thorn crime stories, anything. Okay.
Could be anything, yeah. You can even request in advance because you know you're probably going to get one anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our love day, and you know, to celebrate the love of St. George for his princes on the 23rd of April, we all got to the street and we sell books like crazy.
This is the same day, 23rd of April?
Yes.
Okay. And you sell books?
And roses. Like people do here on Valentine's Day. And that's our sort of love day. Not today, really.
So you don't call it Valentine's Day?
No, we don't, because the 14th of February is Valentine's Day.
It's nothing to do with Valentine's.
But it's our love day.
So that St. George is the same St. George, who, of course, was Turkish in actual fact. He was from the Greek-Turkish borders, who came over and became our patron saint.
Yeah.
And why did what did he do? The thing about killing the dragons, where does that come from as far as we're concerned?
I mean, can I be really honest here?
Yeah, because we never had any dragons.
Yeah, I was going to say, like dragons are not real, so probably the story's not real. But that's what we choose to believe.
But wouldn't it be so much nicer? Because I think there might have been a maiden chained to a rock or something in R1, but there was no... I think when R1 killed it, he drove a lance into the dragon. I think it was... I think there was a lot of blood and gore, and I don't think it spewed forth roses.
You know what? Maybe they thought of the roses because they were telling the story to children and they didn't want to tell them, you know, all of the blood details, so they just substituted the blood for... roses.
And thus our story is born.
Yeah.
Why did you make that thing with your... What you did then was you made the sign of break.
Mm-hmm.
In radio, in the language of radio, if they're in the studio, which is behind glass, they're not with me, they're behind the studio, and when if I have to go to break, they make the sign of, like, breaking a pencil. Like that, to say to go for a break. But you're sitting here with me.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't need to make the sign. You could have just said, let's go for a break. Oh, do you want... you want to have a seamless robe. You don't want the audience to know.
Yeah.
But it isn't an instinctive
exactly.
thing. What a fantastic thing that is.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Win a blockbuster trip to Beijing on Talk Sports with Odeon and the Great Wall, the epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Enter online now at talkradio.co.uk/competitions and you and a friend could be jetting off to China on your very own seven-night adventure of a lifetime, including spending money to enjoy the sights, the sounds, or even the Chinese Super League. Uncover the mystery of the Great Wall, the epic new fantasy action movie starring Matt Damon. Tickets on sale now at odeon.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, so you've matched a £1 million raffle number, so congratulations.
Goodness me, I don't believe that.
You will when you receive the cheque.
Oh my God, I'm shaking. I really cannot believe it.
You probably won't until you have that cheque in your hands.
Lovely.
Kath is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
By the time Adam has screwed that socket back on the wall, by the time Sam has tightened that tap, or Jim has finished packing up his tools, their click and collect orders from Screwfix will be ready. With Screwfix Click and Collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix Click and Collect, in as little as 1 minute.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
All right, Steve.
Devastated. She's gone. And I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but...
You can't rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife! Butch!
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Tynan Wear, southbound A1M near Birtley is very busy. Around junction 65, two lanes are closed because of an accident. A couple of problems on Cheshire's M62. Firstly, west, there's a broken down vehicle near to Rainhill Stoops, which is causing delays. And there's an accident on the eastbound carriageway, not too far from the Eccles interchange, which is causing queues on the approach. But some better news to finish on if you're heading out of London on the M4. All traffic near the Heston services have been stopped because of an accident. All the vehicles are now on the hard shoulder. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's Valentine's, and I'm a chocolate teddy bear. I'm wrapped in foil and I've got a little bell around my neck for some reason. Not bad, but you could do a lot better. Why not order in a proper creamy chicken tikka masala? Or share a large spicy Italian sausage pizza? You could always have me for dessert.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat.
Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hiya, this is Bob Mills on my second day of my 2-day sojourn, sitting in for the great John Holmes, who's back with you tomorrow. You can call me on 03444991000, text the word talk in a message to 87222, or tweet at Talk Radio about anything you like. We've got the quiz. We had a quiz. Which two Shakespearean plays feature a character called Valentine? Certainly text or tweet me if you believe for 1 second that you would recognise the heartbeat of your loved one. That didn't sound like Mars Maligan's voice at all, did it? But that's the kind of phrase you can only say in a very pompous way. There are people in this building who believe, yeah, I certainly, I would recognise my loved one's heartbeat. Good luck to you. good luck to that being in a court of law. Now then, Al's with us. And Al is doing one of my favourite bits. So John does this a lot, and it's one of the few things that I say, let's try and do that. When you get someone in, but it used to be work experience, they used to call it, but you're not work experience, you're a proper person. But they used to be the work experience, they used to do reviews. And you're doing Valentine's gifts, but specifically hipster nonsense.
Hipster nonsense, there's lots of it about. Thanks for calling me a proper person, by the way.
No, but you are. You're not work experience, are you?
No, I'm a proper... No, I just... Exactly. I think I want that in writing, actually. Yeah. Called a proper person. Mm. Sounds good. But yeah, lots of hipster nonsense about, Bob. I don't know if you notice any of it around.
I live my life desperately trying not to notice hipster nonsense. Do you know what I mean?
How would you define a hipster? That's what I'm interested in.
Well, the beard's the first thing.
Okay. So I'm okay.
Well, I don't know. The beard and then the trousers.
Mm.
I think trousers should be well fitted, slightly up to your belly button, and fastened with a nice belt at the top. I don't want to see the tops of anyone's buttocks, all right? I don't want to see anyone's underpants, okay? Your underpants, like your heartbeat, should be reserved for someone you know and love, all right? They shouldn't be on general display to the public. So it's basically the beard and the underpants to me. Are the prime things.
Okay, so you can't see my underpants. I don't have a beard. Yes. Am I free?
You're free for now, yes. Okay. I shall validate you just for now.
Okay, well, wait till you hear what gifts I've been considering getting for my girlfriend this year.
Go on, then.
Number one, New York's Bronx Zoo is offering to name a hissing cockroach after your loved one.
Yep. Well done, New York Bronx Zoo, for making money out of people who have absolutely no idea at all what they're getting or what it amounts to, and the fact that they're being ripped off.
Alas, Bob, alas, they get a certificate in the post.
Yeah, okay.
And if you're very lucky, they'll chuck in a cockroach plush toy and some chocolates, not cockroach-themed, strangely.
So, how much is it, this hipster, this cockroach?
It's $30.
Right, $30. Now,
yeah.
Let me tell you, I'm not in the certificate business, but I'm guessing you can get about 100 for a dollar. I'm not in the cockroach toy business, but I'm guessing you can get about 100 for a dollar, all right? Add postage and packing, and you are getting something worth, at the very most, $4. And you're paying, what, 30?
Yes.
That cockroach doesn't exist. You will never meet that cockroach. The cockroach, the letter that you get, it's not written by a cockroach, okay?
No, I don't think they promised that the letter's written by a cockroach.
No, you don't even get a letter. It's the dog people that say that, isn't it? Give us 50 quid and the dog will write you a letter. Well, as my very dear friend John Maloney always says, mate, if you've got a dog that can write letters, you could earn a lot more money than that. Anyway, go on. A hissing cockroach.
Okay,
a hissing cockroach different from a normal cockroach?
I think so. I think it's different. I don't know much about cockroaches, Bob, but I think the hissing variety are quite maybe rarer than the ones you'd find in your bath on holiday, I think.
Only things that will be left after a nuclear Armageddon.
Yep, them and the certificates.
And Julia Hartley Brewer.
No comment. if you fancy that, it's $30. I did check on the website today. They're all sold out, so it is too late, officially.
Oh, really? They said, yeah. What, you've run out of cockroaches, New York Bronx Zoo? Or you've got an attack of conscience at the last minute? Anyway, go on.
All right, number two. Australian artist Polly van der Glass.
Hang on. Polly?
Polly.
Van der Glass.
Van der Glass, yeah. She makes Valentine's jewellery. Mm-hmm. Not your usual sort, though. She makes them out of body parts, including human teeth and hair.
Oh, my God.
Hipster nonsense, Bob.
How much?
They can be quite pricey.
What did I see the other day? Was it hair bands or something made out of guitar strings?
Oh, yeah. There's all this repurposing going
on. Famous person's guitar. Oh, you can get a famous person. Pete Townsend or David Gilmour donate their guitar strings and you can have a piece of jewellery. And it's like, shut up.
Do we know it's theirs?
Exactly.
Do you get a certificate written by a cockroach or not?
Nonsense. It's all nonsense. So, a piece of body part jewellery. Whose body parts? Hers?
People, I guess.
That would be a limited range, wouldn't it?
Would. Yeah, she's not doing so well, Polly. No, she gets them from donations. And they're things that would pop out of your body anyway, if you excuse
enough.
The phrase.
It's enough now. No
like,
more.
Like teeth, Bob. Like teeth.
Yeah, carry on.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to hear any more about the teeth?
No, I don't want to hear any more about body parts.
Okay, no more body parts. Okay, well, I actually, doing a bit of research, found that there's quite a market for anti-Valentine's gifts. So gifts you'd send to an ex who maybe you're not on good terms with.
Yeah, okay, that's nice.
So the company Dirty Rotten Flowers will send, well, an array of damaged bouquets for delivery to your former partner. You can get old stinking carnations, decapitated roses, anything mouldy, teddy bears with sort of the eyes ripped out and all this, and any message of your choosing.
I would draw the line at teddy bears with the eyes ripped out. To me, that gets a little bit sinister. But if you've been in a relationship and you've been treated badly and you justifiably think, yeah, you mistreated me, then that's probably, maybe that's not a bad thing at all, is it? If they get a knock on the door today, oh, lovely opener, delivery, oh, thank you. And it is a big stink because nothing stinks like chrysanthemums.
Oh, really?
Oh, chrysanthemums that have gone bad. And also keep it in the vase with the old water.
Ooh.
Oh, stinky flower water.
Ooh,
what a great character. Isn't that character out of Game of Thrones? Stinky flower
stinky
water.
Stinky flower water. Possibly it will be now.
Oh, I like that. You see, that's not hipster nonsense. That's a perfectly valid thing. But I think people would misuse it.
How? How would they misuse
it? Well, I think they would send it to people who, in fact, hadn't mistreated them, but they would just finish with them because, you know...
Yeah.
They were the sort of people that bought teddy bears with eyeballs ripped out.
Well, the website's full of testimonials. One, a lady on there said that her boyfriend had run away with a gym instructor or something like that. And she managed to get the last word in the debacle by sending him.
Yeah, okay. If it's valid, then it's good. It's fine. I've got no problem at all with revenge. Back in the day, you see, when I was a young man, the best thing you could possibly do, and I know three women that did it to blokes that had really treated them badly... one guy was supposed to go on holiday with a girl that I knew and told her the afternoon of the flight that he had changed his mind and he didn't want to take her. He was going to take somebody else. He was finished with her and taking somebody else.
Oh, dear.
But then made the terrible mistake of leaving her alone in his house, in his flat.
What did she do?
Dialed the speaking clock in Melbourne and left it off the hook, which you could do in those days.
And how much would that cost?
By this, when he came back after 3 weeks, it would be somewhere up in the hundreds of thousands. Lots of you've no idea how much phone calls used to cost. People nowadays, young people, have got no idea what technology used to cost, which is why even now on Skype, I get frightened. I do get worried because I think this can't be free. This must be £35 a minute, which is what you used to pay for some phone calls and things like that.
Yeah, I don't even think about that these days.
The other one was when they first brought in... hollow tubular frames, poles for curtains. Oh, you can have marvellous fun with pilchards and tubular frames.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You
what?
Just take the end off like that and you get the pilchards out of the tin and you pop them into the frame and you do the end up again and you leave them and you go. And could be a week, could be 2 weeks, could be a month, but eventually people will start thinking, oh, my God. What is that? It's coming from outside because it's by the window. But the smell gets worse and worse and no one bothers to check the inside of the tubular.
This is becoming more and more vindictive, this show, by the second. It's getting more and more psychotic after the teddy bears with the eyes ripped out. Goodness me. Well, the fourth one is continuing the psychotic theme, if I may just read this one out. You can put a virtual voodoo curse on your enemy or former loved one, maybe who's jilted you. It's a free website and it allows users to send anonymous, passive-aggressive messages to those who have wronged them. So if you one of these people who has wronged someone, you get a link to a website, you click on it, open it up, it downloads, there's a picture of you, your effigy, with pins sticking into it.
Yeah, that's nasty.
That's weird, isn't it?
That's a misuse.
Yeah.
That's a misuse of what the internet was set up for. When we come back, by the way, we're going to have... Mate Jimmy Gill's doing the film reviews, isn't he? We've got posh romantic films on this afternoon.
Lots of girly ones. Yep.
So Jimmy Gill's doing that. And I see here soup tasting. What happened to that as an item?
Well, we can still do a bit of soup tasting.
The people yesterday were plugging their soups and they've sent some soups in. Why haven't I got any?
Well, are you going to have an afternoon soup then? We can organise that for later in the show, I think.
Well, there's not much later. There's only an hour and 2 minutes of the show left.
It takes 30 seconds to microwave some soup. We'll get that to you.
Well, there you go.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Van Buster, now on. Quick Step and Dante laminate flooring. Was £14.25, now just £10 per square metre. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Jimmy's steak for two.
I'm doing tea tonight. Me and Dad share all the cooking since he and my mum went their separate ways. I popped into Tesco on the way home. Picked up a couple of their finest steaks. A sprinkling of thyme, a splash of olive oil and pan fry them. We normally do it with garlic. Not tonight, though. Oh, I'm cooking dinner for two, all right, but that's so he can get ready. He's got a date, hasn't he? First in a while. So I'm giving the garlic a miss, if you know what I mean.
Find Jimmy's Steak for Two recipe with or without garlic. In-store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
To celebrate the launch of the new, bigger Mini Countryman, we're giving you the chance to win a Mini for a year and experience all five models in the range, so you can enjoy spring with friends in the 3 and 5 door hatch. Keep cool in summer with a convertible. Turn over a new leaf in autumn with a stylish Clubman. Then take on winter in the versatile Countryman. Book a test drive between the 11th and 28th of February for your chance to win and turn an hour of driving into a year of excitement. Visit mini.co.uk/a mini for a year. Who's in? Test drive subject to status and availability. T's and C's apply. Participating mini retailers only. No cash alternative.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bob Mills for John Holmes. We have film reviews coming up. We're carrying on our Shakespeare quiz. We've got all sorts of stuff coming in the final hour of the John Holmes Show with me, Bob Mills, after news with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Bob. Coming up, companies not prepared for cyber threats, a boy dies in Topshop, and find out who's tipped as the new Bake Off judge.
Talk Radio.
The Queen has opened a new centre to tackle cyber attacks, as security experts are warning companies are chronically understaffed to deal with the threat of an online breach. It's claimed they're increasing in frequency, severity and sophistication. The Chancellor, Philip Hammond, says it's a huge problem.
The ONS estimate that there were 2 million such incidents in the past 12 months alone. If these numbers were included in our crime figures, the UK's crime rate would double.
Theresa May is going to speak to Donald Trump this afternoon after rejecting a petition signed by 1.8 million people to cancel his upcoming trip to the UK. The government says it recognises the strong views expressed against the US president, but he will be extended the full courtesy of a state visit. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother has been killed. It's understood Kim Jong-nam died after being poisoned in Malaysia yesterday. A Topshop in Reading is closed today after a 10-year-old boy's death in the store yesterday. Police say he died from severe head injuries after an incident involving shop furniture. And Channel 4 says it will reveal the Great British Bake Off lineup in due course after reports Prue Leith is going to replace Mary Berry as judge. It's claimed the former Great British Menu judge will star in the new series with Paul Hollywood when it starts later this year. TV critic Kevin O'Sullivan has told Talk Radio she's a good replacement, but producers still have other issues to deal with.
The problem is, what are they going to do about Mel and Sue? As they found out on Top Gear, if you take a long-running popular show and you think it's pretty easy, you can just replace the stars of the show and put the same programme out and it'll be fine, doesn't necessarily work out. Ask Chris Evans.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry with some sunshine in the northwest and southeast, but mainly cloudy elsewhere. Showers across the southwest of England moving into the central regions. Highs of 11 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Ahead of a full programme in the second tier this evening, Derby boss Steve McLaren says his players must be consistently better if they're to have any chance of reaching the Sky Bet Championship playoffs. They're 5 points behind the top six going into tonight's game at home to Cardiff. Derby came from 3-0 down to draw 3-3 against Bristol City last time around and lost to Newcastle in the league game before that. McLaren says they must improve.
If you're not quite at the level, if you're 5% below, and that's talking about each player,
Each player is 2% below. That's 20% down. You can't do that in a championship. Just over recent weeks, it's been a little bit up and down.
There's also a full fixture list in Sky Bet Leagues 1 and 2. Rugby, Leicester have confirmed the signing of England fly half George Ford from Premiership rivals Bath. Finally, cricket. England all-rounder David Willey will miss the ODI tour of the West Indies. He's had shoulder surgery. Stephen Finn has been called up to replace him. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio. Turn up the trouble on the radio show that doesn't take itself too seriously.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hiya, this is me, Bob Mills, in the last hour of my second day filling in for John Holmes, who's back tomorrow. You'll be very pleased to hear he's had a nice little break. Japanese people always find a way to step out of the ordinary, and Valentine's Day makes no exception. During the Japanese Valentine's Day itself, which is on the 14th of February, women and girls give each other store-bought or handmade chocolates. Sorry, they give store-bought or handmade chocolates to men and boys. So the girls and the women give the chocolates to the men and the boys. 1 month later, on the 14th of March, they celebrate White Day, during which the men and the boys have to give back gifts to the women and the girls. And these are white gifts. So marshmallows, sweets, jellies, any piece of white clothing, I guess white flowers, anything like that. So that's the Japanese. They have the two, one for the women to give to the men and one for the men to give to the women in France. Is this true? The French tradition used to be, and it's not anymore, I'm sure, they used to have a tradition in Valentine's Day, on Valentine's Day. I'm sorry, a bunch of flowers and a box of chocolates, by all means, but the tradition used to be that women were allowed to cheat on their husbands or boyfriends during Valentine's Day. Moreover, the man was almost obliged to go with it and not take any sort of revenge on the woman. Another weird custom was one in which single women and men gathered together and paired off. If the man didn't like his chosen Valentine at the end of the date, he could desert her, and all the deserted women were able to light up a bonfire during the night and burn the pictures of the guys. Wow! Wow, them wacky old French, hey? They are funny people, though. They have. Do they still have crime of passion there as a defence in law? I think they probably do. Malaysia. Iran. Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, all ban Valentine's Day. And that's because of they don't want to encourage inappropriate behaviour. Russia has banned it. Well, not all of Russia, but the governor of Russia's Belgorod province banned Valentine's Day from 2011 on the grounds of national security. Wow. There, my friend, is a misuse of a statute right there. And just in case you think, okay, well, it's Arab countries, they don't want to display inappropriate displays, and it's Russian because the guy there is a bit mad. Florida. There's a not the whole of Florida, but I've lost a bit of paper. Not the whole of Florida. Okay, Lake Noma High School. This year, 2017, the principal of Lake Noma High School has banned public celebrations of St. Valentine's Day. Any student who walks into school with balloons, teddy bears or flowers will be forced to surrender them in the principal's office. All deliveries of gifts will be rejected. Other high schools in the area have followed suit in enforcing this ban. And the point of that would be, if the point of that is he's saying, listen, you don't need a special day to love each other, okay? You can love each other all the time. But if he's just, I don't know, he sounds a bit naughty to me. What they always do on Valentine's Day, of course, the broadcasters. So they always bombard us with lovey-dovey films. Now, no one, I stand behind no one in my love of the rom-com, okay? The rom-com is my meat. I don't like science fiction. I didn't see the Godfather trilogy until last year when my kids forced me to. I don't like violence in films, but I love a rom-com. So I'm going to discover a rom-com with the man who knows more about film than anyone else I know, Jimmy Gill. Hello, James.
Bob, how are you? It's great to hear from you.
I'm all right, James. Now then, very quickly we'll run through these because I know you're a busy man. These are the offerings tonight. Pretty Woman.
Mate, it is a classic, and it's very easy to sneer, but it's a film that still holds up, and Julia Roberts is on absolutely st- star-making turn. She is sensational. She may never have been better. The world fell in love with Julia Roberts. Her charisma, her innate likability, that megawatt smile, it just leapt through the screen. I have a lot of love for Pretty Woman.
Good, and he's perfect. And also, it's one of those that you can imagine the pitch. Well, hang on. Where he meets a girl. What? She's a waitress. She's a dancer. No, she's a prostitute. No beating about the bush. We don't try and disguise that. She's a hooker, and that's what makes it so good.
Indeed, the original version of the film was much darker. It was a very bleak drama that had drug addiction, and it was only through rewrite after rewrite that it eventually became the comedy that we all know and love. But originally, that was a very bleak movie. So the version that seems to be on ITV2 every other night is not the version that the makers originally had in mind.
Oh, I'd love to see the director's cut. There must be an original somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
Where Julia's a real skank. Where Julia Rose.
That would have been a very different movie. But, I'm sure we both have a lot of friends who like to take the mickey out of that film. However, it is a movie to watch with a loved one, and it still absolutely holds up. And Jace Alexander as the slimy pal.
Yeah, brilliant.
Really, really good.
And the wonderful guy, the guy I love most of all, whose name I can never remember, the hotel guy. The concierge at the hotel.
Beautiful chemistry that he has with Roberts in that movie. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, Ghost. The most romantic film of all time, or Mawkish Claptrap?
Well, I have a CD anecdote about the film Ghost. So my grandparents used to take me to the cinema every single week. And when I was about 12 years old, we went to go see the film Ghost. And that lovemaking scene goes, when you're 12 years old with your grandparents, in the Leeds Odeon Cinema, that scene goes on for at least a fortnight. And my granddad, a wonderful soul, very old-fashioned man, always wore a suit, God bless him, he turned to me mid-scene and just said, "Was this film your idea?" As if I was some dirty little 12-year-old pervert who got his jollies from watching Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze in front of his grandparents. So I'm slightly mentally scarred when it comes to Ghost. But again, you know, I mean, it's still a classic movie. It's still a film that people have a lot of love for. So I'm firmly pro-Ghost. Little bit of trivia for you. The original choice, allegedly, for the Patrick Swayze role was Paul Hogan, who turned it down because it wasn't funny enough.
Wow, Paul Hogan, but he'd have made it funny.
Crocodile Dundee does Ghost. There'd have been no embarrassment in the cinema there. Just good family fun.
But I can now never watch that film without you sitting there thinking of you. And the only experience I've had like that, and it wasn't a ghost, I once was stuck in a room with my in-laws, my mother and father-in-law, God rest his soul. I was stuck in a room, and it was an American film. I can't remember what it was, but a sex scene came on, and it was quite a rampant set, and it lasted, like they do in the American movies, for quite a long time. And I was sort of watching it, and I was, oh, God, is this never going to end? And after about 3 minutes, my mother-in-law, God bless her, said, "Oh, come on."
As if to say, that's enough now, put some clothes on.
Yes. Now, and the final one I've got written in front of me is Le Weekend.
Ghost is a beautiful movie, and the way Swayze plays it, because he can only observe, he can't react, and the frustration you feel when he's watching the things happening is so visceral and so real. And so I think the problem with Ghost is that because it was such a success, that's why people like to knock it in the way that people like to knock Friends or Only Fools and Horses. These are all wonderful things that almost because they were so successful, they're there to be knocked. But again, you know, if I wasn't gigging tonight, I would happily sit down with Mrs. Gill and sit through Ghost and have a good cry.
I really, really annoyed my two in-laws who I love dearly, my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law. She's an actress and he's a musician, and they were talking one day and they'd just seen Truly Madly Deeply, and they said, "Oh, we'd not seen it before. What a fantastic film." And I said, "It's a good film. It's good. I mean, it's no Ghost." Oh.
Exactly.
Oh, that caused a schism. How can you even compare the two? It was the same film, isn't it? Someone dies and comes back. It's just that Swayze and that lot do it better.
Bob, not for the first time, I'm with you 100%. give me Ghost any day of the week. And also, lest we forget, Whoopi Goldberg won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for that film.
Of course you did. Did he win anything? Did the film itself win anything? I bet it didn't, did it?
No, don't think so. It, classic case of not quite right for the Academy, maybe because it is...
Because it's so good.
You know what? Because it's too good, and people will remember it too fondly for too many years afterwards. I mean, you took a movie like The Revenant, the one Best Picture. I remember going to see that at the cinema. The credits rolled. I thought, I will never see that movie ever again.
Did you do this at the end of The Revenant, when the credits rolled, as people stood up, did you say, whoa, hang on, is it not a blooper reel?
Yeah, I think we're in the same screening.
Ghost won Best Screenplay, I'm being told. Now,
you're joking. Ghost won Best Screenplay.
That's what I'm being told by people
you
in my ear.
Knock me down with a feather.
And never doubt the people in your ear. Now, Weekend.
No, true.
Is Le Weekend, is that the Jim Broadbent thing? Is it what?
Oh, that's the one about Geriatric Love, I think, isn't it? Yeah, not seen it, Bob. Sorry, my old friend.
I haven't seen it either. Someone out there tell me, do they know anything about it? I don't know. I think it is. I think it's two
think
old
it
people going to...
Yes.
It's a British film, isn't it?
I think. Well, if I could give a recommendation, if you've got Sky, The Wedding Singer is doing the rounds at the moment, and I think that is pretty much as perfect a rom-com as you'll wish to see.
While we're doing that, Jimmy, because here's the thing, these are things that are on telly, but we all know now that if you want to watch something on your telly tonight, you can watch it. If you've got a computer
exactly.
It can all be found.
The days of sitting down at 9 p.m. are finished. If you want to watch a movie, you're going to watch a movie.
Let's say you're not, so if you're not working, you've got a bottle of something and you're sitting with the lovely Mrs. Gill. What would be your top choice? Valentine's Day, a rom-com, The Wedding Singer?
I would definitely go The Wedding Singer because I know that she loves that movie as well. So we would laugh and we would cry and we would both agree that Adam Sandler gets way too much flack for being so wonderful. And the chemistry he has with Drew Barrymore in that film brings a lump to my throat just thinking about it. They are perfect for each other. And of course, that was Drew Barrymore's big comeback, you know, because she'd had her years in the wilderness. She'd had her problems with drink and drugs, and then she came back and was once again embraced as an American sweetheart. It's terrific. There's a great cameo by John Lovitz in there. Alan Covert is hilarious as his best friend. Two thumbs up for me for The Wedding Singer. I love that movie.
I love that at all, but I'm going to say is for this, and again, it's about chemistry, and it's about an actor and an actress at the absolute top of their game. They've never been better before, and they've never been better since, certainly not in the same film, and I would say House Sitter. Goldie Hawn, Steve Martin, House Sitter, bang, 1,000%, it's never going to fail you for a rom-com.
I saw House Sitter. It was probably another one that my growing granddad had to sit through with me. I saw House Sitter at the cinema, and it didn't do it for me. Do I need to revisit that film?
Yes,
Bob?
Yes, a million times yes, you have to revisit it. Because it's a little piece of perfection. Because they are both perfect. She, none of the stuff that she can't hide now behind her eyes is there. Steve Martin looks like Steve Martin as opposed to now. And it's just beautiful. And the mum and dad and the... Oh, no. Watch it. Seriously. Do yourself a favour this week.
Thank you very much. I will definitely do that. I will. I can get that on Amazon for pennies, can't I?
Get it on Amazon pennies. Enjoy. Have a great gig tonight and do make sure you spend some time with Mrs. Gill. Lovely for talking to you. Thanks, James.
Take care, Bob.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
By the time Adam has screwed that socket back on the wall, by the time Sam has tightened that tap, or Jim has finished packing up his tools, their click and collect orders from Screwfix will be ready. With Screwfix Click and Collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix Click and Collect, in as little as 1 minute.
Don't ignore the it's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting off in Wiltshire in Ludwell, the A30 is closed in both directions. That's because of an accident involving a few vehicles between Parsham Hill and the Royal Chase roundabout. Now, moving on to Cheshire, major problems on the M62. One lane closed and slow traffic due to an accident eastbound between junctions 11 and 12. And also westbound on the M62, one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle. That's between junctions 8 and 7. Lane 1 of 3 is closed.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We will indeed get you talking, which is what we're doing. Thank you for your tweets and your texts. You can call us on 03444991000. You can text the word talk and your message to 87222. You can tweet at Talk Radio. This is me, Bob Mills, who was with you yesterday and with you today. But tomorrow, John Holmes is back. You'll be pleased to know, back from his little sojourn. Kate, really? Bob, come on. Truly, Madly, Deeply, definitely better than Ghost. All I'm saying is they're similar films and some people prefer one to the other. And it kind of says a bit about you. Maybe if you're like me, if you're what my father used to call, oh, you're a Palestine, maybe you prefer Ghost to Truly, Madly, Deeply. That's all I'm saying, that there is a conversation to be had. But apparently not with... No, okay, no. It's definitely Truly, Madly, Deeply. Now, I'm about to speak to someone. I'm about to speak to Adrian Cheok, Professor of Pervasive Computing at City University, who's going to talk to me about an invention that I can't even begin to describe because it's beyond my ken. So we'll get him to do it. Adrian.
Hello, hi.
Hello, mate. How are you? I spoke to a lady earlier in the Valentine's Day programme who can... they have an app which means you can hear your loved one's heartbeat under your pillow from miles away, which I thought was crazy.
Yes.
But you can go one better than that, I believe, with Kissinger.
Yes, right.
It's an app that sorts out problems in the Middle East, is it?
Kissinger is a kiss messenger. You can send a kiss through the internet using your smartphone as a little attachment, like a small robot that feels the pressure of your lips, and you can send a kiss through the internet. We have a lip device which puts pressure on your lips, so you can send a kiss to your friend or loved one anywhere in the world.
Now, hang on a minute. If I'm on the phone to my wife and my kids, we always say, all right, darling, sit down. You do that noise. So,
yes.
So anyone can do the noise. So what's different about this?
Well, you know, it's okay to make the sound of a kiss, but, you know, when we really kiss someone, there's the signals coming from our lips, the pressure signals, and our brain has a totally different response to a physical kiss than to hearing the sound of a kiss, and so that it makes a lot of difference because you feel the pressure on your lips, and you also know that your friend or loved one is feeling the pressure on their lips. But
So I've got the phone. So I've got my iPhone. And so what am I doing? Am I kissing my iPhone?
Yes, kind of. But we have a small attachment, and you plug it into the bottom of your smartphone, and it's a small device about the size of your lips, and you press your lips on there. Measures the pressure of your lips with some pressure sensors, and then it has a lot of small electric motors inside, so that you also feel the lips of your kissing companion. It can be your friend or family. For example, even your grandmother's birthday, she can put it on her cheek, and she can get a kiss on the cheek for her birthday.
Well, that is absolute, and it's a genuine thing. It is actually me kissing. It's because you could do it quite easy, couldn't you, with just a little pulse that make it feel like a kiss. But this is genuine. I kiss the thing, and they feel my kiss at the other end.
Yes, and it's also bi-directional. So at the same time that you're sending your kiss, you also feel the pressure of your kissing companion's lips at the same time. So it's like a realistic kiss, except you can do it anywhere in the world through the internet.
Wow. Well, do you know what? You're right. I like what you're saying about grandparents. Kids and grandparents, because let's be honest, if I'm in Australia and my wife's in London, or the other way around, it might happen sometimes. She might be in Hong Kong, and both of us are quite happy with that. All right, that's fine. But for kids or grandparents, that would be quite a wonderful thing. And if your grandparents live on the other side of the world, but they can kiss their grandchildren genuinely and feel it, yes, I'm going with that. What would that cost, that sort of technology, Adrian?
Well, we're currently making prototypes in our lab at University of London, but we think it will cost maybe about £100 if it came out. We're trying to make a commercial version of it. Maybe about £100 it would cost.
Okay, but that lasts, then, that's, you know, you keep using it, no? It's not a one-off. It's not £100 per kiss. Once you've got it, you've got it.
That's right. And you can use it as many times as you like. And also, one thing, you can do things which you can't do in the real world, because in the real world you can only kiss one person. But maybe you got an A+ in your exam, or you got a promotion in your job. You can send 1,000 kisses at the same time. That's the beauty of the internet. You can do things which are scaling to, you know, not just one person, but thousands of people at the same time. So you can kiss 1,000 people at the same time with all of your Facebook friends. So it's a new way of kissing, even.
Adrian Chair, what the world has been crying out for is to bring kissing into the digital age, and it sounds to me like you've done it. So on behalf of all the Valentiners, I think you are Mr. Valentine this year, Adrian. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Lovely to talk to you. Happy Valentine's Day to you as well. I mean, it is. I'm sorry. I do this far too much, but it is how I feel sometimes. I can only echo my mother, who, the first time I ever heard her say it was she went to someone's house and they had a, I'll tell you what it was a tin opener. But instead of being the one that you had to clip in and turn the thing round, you just put it up against it and it went round automatically into the center. And she did say, oh, this is like something off of Doctor Who. And that, but a kissing machine, you can kiss someone from the other side of the world. But am I right in thinking you've got to buy the app for £100? But surely they've got to have the app as well, have they? They must have to have the app. So when he says, oh, you can kiss 1,000 people, well, that's £100,000, isn't it? Because every one of them 1,000 people has got to have the £100 app, haven't they, on their phones. So you kind of have to take that into account. We're almost there, really. We've got half an hour to go. When we come back, we'll do some other manner and fanner about, tradition. Love traditions in Serbia. That's what we got coming up after we've heard the news from Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
The Chancellor says business must sharpen its approach to cybercrime. Security experts are warning 2/3 of British companies don't have anywhere near enough staff to deal with the growing threat. The Queen has opened a new national cybersecurity centre to help combat attacks. Philip Hammond says 100 people will be employed there.
Government cannot protect business and the general public from the risks of cyber attack on its own. It has to be a team effort. It is only in this way that we can stay one step ahead of the scale and pace of the threat that we face.
Theresa May is due to speak to Donald Trump this afternoon following the resignation of his national security adviser. The two leaders will speak on the phone after the Foreign Office rejected a call for the president's trip to the UK later this year to be downgraded. Downing Street says he will be extended the full courtesy of a state visit. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother has reportedly been assassinated in Malaysia. Kim Jong-nam is believed to have been poisoned by two female Pyongyang operatives at Kuala Lumpur Airport yesterday. Rolls-Royce has suffered the biggest loss in its history. The engine maker slumped into the red by £4.6 billion, partly due to a corruption scandal. And Hugh Jackman is warning fans of the dangers of unprotected sun exposure after having his sixth skin cancer removed. The Wolverine actor says he's well after the procedure, but is advising people to wear sunscreen. The weather dry for most places tonight. Some rain in the southwest with lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be cloudy for most, with rain moving northeastwards. Some sunny spells later on with highs of 10. There's more in half an hour.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Hi, all you lovers out there. It's a special Valentine's Day live at Drive with me, Sam Delaney. I'm going to be joined by the delectable Maddie Anholt, doing a special love-themed trending review. I'm going to be joined by the wonderful dating expert and former dominatrix Nikki Hodgson's with her Valentine dating advice, and the beguiling Josh Cluderay, our good vibes correspondent, bringing all the love and romance to our news review.
Sam Delaney, live at Drive.
For that and so much more, join me for a loving this afternoon, 4 till 7.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is Bob Mills sitting for John Holmes. I love Sam Delaney. I stand behind no man in my love for Sam Delaney. But we've had kissing machines and heartbeat here. He has to have a dominatrix on, doesn't he? He has to go a step further, doesn't he? He has to sully, doesn't he? Victoria Bourne, let me ask you this question, because I know you've been busy. You don't listen to everything I say. So where would you prefer to spend your Valentine's Day? Japan?
Uh-huh.
France?
Yeah.
Brazil?
Yeah.
Or Florida?
I think Brazil.
You sure?
Yeah.
You stuck with Brazil?
I'm going to stick with Brazil, Bob.
That's good. Because in Florida, they've banned it.
What's it?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And you've said Brazil.
Yeah.
Right. Well, this is what would happen in Brazil. If you'd have gone for Japan, then what you'd have had to do today would you'd have to give a man a present of chocolates or flowers. But in a month's time, he has to give you a present and it has to be white. Marshmallows, sweets, jellies or any white piece of clothing.
Okay.
If it had been France you'd chosen, mm-hmm. You know what you could have been doing today?
What's that?
Anything you want with anyone you choose, because in France, apparently on Valentine's Day, women are allowed to be unfaithful.
Oh, wow.
And the men aren't allowed to do anything. They have a day off.
Wow. That's...
But you chose Brazil.
I did.
Brazilians celebrate their love on the 12th of June, and on that day, the day of love, you write down the name of the person that you have the crush on.
Yeah.
You fold it into a, this is the day before, you fold it in a piece of paper and you put it in a special jar or a container.
Uh-huh.
And then on that day, all the women go and they all pick out. And if you get the, hopefully you get the one you put in.
Yeah.
If you don't, you get whoever you've picked out, and that's how you have to then spend that day with.
You have to spend the day with the
it's
person.
It's the law.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Imagine Talk Radio and Talk Sports version of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine the secret Santa from hell that would be, wouldn't it? Have you got anything planned for tonight?
I'm going to be doing some very romantic yoga.
How lovely.
I'm terrible at it, so yeah.
Yoga and laundry. Every girl.
Who said I was going to do laundry? Thanks for that little insight into my life that I told Bob earlier. I've been single for about 3 years, and, you know, thanks for assuming that laundry is a big deal in my life.
Well, make sure you feed your cats before
I
you
I don't
go
have any
yoga.
Cats, Bob. Not yet.
Have fun at yoga. What sort of yoga do you do?
This is beginners.
Oh, just beginners, yeah. Yoga. Okay, yeah. Okay. Because it can get a bit heavy. My wife does it, but it gets a bit heavy when she does it. So there's a word for it. Anyone who does yoga that's got a word attached to it, like pasatama yoga.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand half the words they're saying.
And she does that thing where you have the big rubber ball.
Mm-hmm. I haven't done that yet. What are you doing with Mrs. Mills tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what is happening. We're having our new washing machine delivered this afternoon. Hopefully it'll be there when I get home.
So you're going to be doing laundry on Valentine's?
Yes.
Not
well,
me.
I am, yeah, because you've got a new washing machine. You've got to break it. You've got to try it. And then I believe we shall have a... I don't know, we shall have a light... I'm not working tonight. I've taken the night off. So we'll have a meal somewhere and we'll have maybe watch a film. I might watch House Sitter. Best rom-com of all time.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, Steve Martin and Goldie Hawn.
Okay.
Absolutely beautiful. Watch that tonight. Do yourself a favour.
All right. Maybe I will when I'm crying myself to sleep.
But don't listen to Sam Delaney and his dominatrix. Why do you have to do that, Sam? It's to spoil everything, doesn't he? We've got no sport. No sport, is there?
No. Next one's at 4. Right.
I'll see you at the... when will I see you?
Top of the hour.
Back of the net and top of the hour. Now, who am I talking to now? I like the idea of this. We spoke to Croatia. Found out what the Croatians do. We found out what the Catalonians do. In Catalonia, we don't have a Valentine's Day. But now I'm going to find out what they do in Serbia. And I'm going to speak to Sanja Vico. Am I saying that right, Vico?
Vico.
Sanja.
Or Vico.
Sanja, tell me about love traditions in Serbia. Firstly, do you have Valentine's Day today?
Oh, that's a very good question. I think that generally, yes, but it's not something that has been really important in either Serbia, Montenegro, another country I come from. Yeah, I guess it's been always perceived as rather an idea of popular culture in the West part of the world.
Okay.
So, yeah, not really.
So what do you do? What are your love traditions in Serbia and Montenegro?
All right. Well, we do have, for example, in the region of Montenegro, which is the Bay of Kotor, where I actually grew up, we have some nice love stories, usually related to sailors, because the area... I mean, there are a lot of people, men mainly, who go sailing. And so, for example, there was one lady who was waiting for her husband to come back. And unfortunately, he never did. But then she was making an embroidery made of her hair that is now, you know, you can find it at one island called the Lady of Rocks in a church. So there are lots of those legends and myths about ladies waiting for their loved ones, mainly partners, yes, to come back. But that's really all. I think that people, especially young people, have been always quite cynical of the Valentine's Day itself. So, you know, it's really different to what you can see here in London or the UK. So... no, like, things inspired by Valentine's Day in grocery stores, for example, to find.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets ridiculous, doesn't it? Some of the things that I saw Valentine's, I saw heart-shaped pasta on sale for Valentine's.
Oh, wow.
Well, it is. It's when you try and foist it onto a... It's like us with Halloween. We're the same with Halloween. We haven't had it for very long. We know it's American, and then people get pressured by their children. Oh, please, I want to go out and get some sweets. But, yes, if you haven't had Valentine's Day, then I would say don't have it. You don't foist it on someone.
Oh, actually, I think since recently some bars and, you know, restaurants started kind of drawing on that idea, and they have now some theme nights in clubs and, you know. So, yeah, it's kind of starting gaining ground, but it's still not as popular as here, definitely.
No, it's something the restaurant business loves it. Of course they do. Because they can serve a bit of leftover food, put a heart near it and charge you double. That's all they do with it, really, isn't it? It's beat about the bush with it. So, do you live here now? Are you in the UK now, do you live?
Yeah, I live in London now.
But do you get back often to Serbia or Montenegro? Do you do that?
Well, I do, I guess, 4 times a year. Maybe twice I would go to Montenegro and twice or 3 times to Belgrade.
Montenegro, of course, hugely popular now. Hugely popular.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. People have discovered. I know at least 2 people who've got places out there. My mate Simon's got one and my mate Steve's got one. It's because it's a beautiful country and it's not been overdeveloped. And they always tell me about the beautiful... I always forget the name of it, unfortunately. Bursa or something like that, but that's in Turkey. It's the beautiful old town that goes out into the sea. It juts out into the sea. And there are beautiful islands there and some of the world's great hotels there. And it's still relatively cheap, isn't it?
I guess it is compared to, for example, neighbouring Croatia.
Yeah.
That is also really wonderful. And as you just rightly pointed out, it's not still crowded. But yeah, I guess it's getting popular. And yeah, I like to go there, definitely, especially in summer when it's a bit more lively.
And lovely weather, because it's kind of opposite Italy, isn't it? It's that sort of bit of the Adriatic that comes down.
And
it's all taken off now. And that's good, because everyone's getting a bit tired of Spain. Everyone goes to Spain and Portugal, and now they like to go a bit further afield. And all that coastline is gorgeous, and all the little islands off it. I think in 10 years, 15 years time, it's going to be, well, I hope it stays as nice as it is and doesn't become overdeveloped. But I think it's going to be incredibly popular there. Buy property there.
Yeah, I mean, my parents are still there, so yeah, I can go all the time.
Well, lovely. Thank you so much. Have you got anything planned for tonight, Sonia?
Writing my PhD thesis. Very romantic, isn't it?
But it's got to be done. It's got to be done. All right. But take a break and have a box of chocolates while you're doing it, okay?
Sure, I will. Thank you very much.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you so much for talking to us. Oh, that's nice. So we've had Croatia and we've had Serbia and we've had... Yeah, Montenegro is very nice. I can't remember the name. So I should speak to Simon, my friend Simon. His wife's Montenegro, and they've got a lovely place out there that they keep saying to us that we should go and visit them with, and we never get round to it. But it's a beautiful place when you see the pictures. Absolutely gorgeous. We're going to have a break. When we come back, it says on my timetable, soup, but I'll believe that when I see it.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk radio. Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty, and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet, and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale. 4 years, 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance. Subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's. Mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4pm, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
BT's 10-day champion sale is now on. Get half-price BT Sport for 12 months with BT Broadband, so you won't have to miss Arsenal, Man City and Leicester in the UEFA Champions League, and top action from the Premier League, the Emirates FA Cup and the UEFA Europa League. Don't miss a second of the action. Sign up at bt.com/sale before midnight 23rd of February.
Price and content may change. New BT Sport customers 12-month term. Requires new BT Broadband contract and ongoing renewal. Currently £7.50 a month from month 13. Pay direct debits. Exclusions and terms apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Starting off in Surrey, queuing traffic due to an accident, which is now on the hard shoulder on the M25 clockwise between junction 6 and 7. All lanes have now been reopened. Moving on to Manchester, one lane closed and queuing traffic due to a broken down vehicle and recovery work on the M60 clockwise at junction 17. Congestion is all the way to junction 11 for Barton. And in Cheshire, the M6 southbound, one lane blocked and heavy traffic due to a broken down car between junctions 18 and 17. And on the M62 eastbound, one lane closed and slow traffic due to an accident between junctions 11 and 12.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fixed the car like a hero shop.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Bob Mills on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, here we go. We're bringing it into land now, as they say in the world of the wireless. This is me, Bob Mills. I've been the last 2 days sitting in John Holmes' seat while he's been away having a bit of a half-term break with his kid, which is lovely. He's back tomorrow. Thank you all very much for all your tweets and texts, even though some of them have been abusive. It's not been about the bush. The nice ones have been, yeah, it's all right, Bob. Thanks for... A couple of you said, thanks for filling in, but hopefully John will be back soon. Well, thank you for having me fill in. I feel like I've been house-sitting. Sometimes you're house-sitting. But he'll be back soon. Yeah, but I've watered the plants. Watered the good plants and nothing's leaking. But no one got the Shakespeare thing. I thought I'd raise the tenor of a little bit, as it's Valentine's Day, and ask which two Shakespeare plays feature Valentine. Marta, any idea?
No.
No. Anybody, any idea? Wow. Look at him.
Yeah, he knows them.
Straight in my ear. One of them is Two Gentlemen of Verona, yes. The other one? There is a Valentine... he's a gentleman of Orsino in Twelfth Night. Is that right? Yes, Twelfth Night has got a Valentine. I was going to do all famous Valentines. Valentine Dial, the actor. Who are the two greatest fictional Valentines in movies. Any ideas? What would you say?
No.
Billy Ray, Trading Places, as Eddie Murphy's character. Billy Ray Valentine.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Shirley. Shirley Valentine. Have you ever seen Shirley Valentine? Have you seen the film, Shirley?
No.
Valentine? Oh, come on.
I haven't seen anything, Bob.
Come on. You've got to watch Shirley Valentine.
Okay.
Watch it tonight. You can get these things on Amazon and all that kind of stuff. You can get them. Shirley Valentine ain't going to cost you anything. It's okay. A beautiful film.
What is it about?
It's about Pauline Collins. It's about a lady who's in Liverpool with her husband. It's in the 70s.
Okay.
And her life, she used to have a life, but now she's just a housewife. And I'm cooking his food all the time, talking to the wall. What kind of a life is this? And suddenly she gets this idea that she's going to go on holiday for 2 weeks with her friend.
So like Thelma and Louise then?
No, not like Thelma and Louise. She goes on the... No, there's no violence. She goes on holiday with her friend and it's a beautiful film. It's one of the 10 best films ever made.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I say that completely at random. Now then, we've reached that time in today's show, ladies and gentlemen, at 3:49. They've been promising me since 1 o'clock, but at 3:49, the soup's arrived. There you go. Mushroom soup. No tarragon.
No.
No bay leaf, nothing. No hint of anything else. Just mushrooms in soup, mushroom soup. And it's lovely. I need to say. We're not doing a feature on it. We're just having a cup of soup.
I had a mushroom soup for dinner last night, but it was spicy.
No.
I wasn't expecting it.
No. Anyone who sells you mushroom soup, which contains anything other than mushroom, should be, and no, we don't, of course not, you can't take people out into the street and put them in a stock anymore and throw dirty chrysanthemums at them. But if you still could legally, that's what you would do with anyone who sells you anything other than just mushroom soup. And when I say I'm having a cup of soup, I'm not having a cup of soup, I'm having a cup of soup, okay? Because that's the other thing people forget about soup. It should be drunk out of a cup.
Really?
Well, why would you put it in a bowl and use a spoon?
What?
You're drinking it. You're not eating it.
Would you dunk bread into it?
Would I dunk bread into soup?
Yes.
What would make this perfect now would be some warm French bread.
Yeah.
With some butter on it. Beurre. Mantequilla. With some mantequilla on it. And then dipped in and then eaten while it was too hot.
Ow! Oh.
Painful. I can't do it at the moment because I'm not allowed to eat bread anymore. But back in the day when I was allowed to eat bread, that's what it would be. That would make it absolutely perfect. But, you know, here's the thing about soup. I'm blessed in my life. Blessed in many, many ways. And one of the ways in which I'm blessed is that I get to eat any time I like the most beautiful soup in the world because my wife makes the most beautiful soup in the world.
Because
people forget that the easiest thing in the world to make is soup because all you need is you put a pan down and you put carrot, celery and onion in.
Yeah.
Okay, and then that's your basis and then you put some stock in. You don't have to make the stock. My wife makes the stock, but you don't have to. You can get stock. You put that in and then you fry up some onions, you put the onions in. Or you put some chicken, you put the chicken in. And you put sweet potato. Last night we had parsnip soup. The night before we had sweet potato soup. Because any vegetables out there. And then all you do is you get a blender, hand blender, you get a fiver. It costs you a fiver in Argos.
Yes, true.
And you put it in, you press the button. And then you've got beautiful soup.
Mm.
Put a bit of salt, bit of pepper in it if you want. You don't need anything else. And it's God's own food, soup.
Yeah, you know, the problem I've got with soup in this country is that it's too creamy.
Well, yes, because you would eat... Now what they sell is cream of mushroom soup.
Yes.
Well, you don't need cream of mushroom soup.
Yeah.
You don't need cream of tomato soup. Although, let's be honest, that is the greatest food in the world.
Oh, my God, yes.
But you don't need any of those things.
Mm.
All you need is a pan, your basic stock things, your celery, your onion and your carrot, just to get the stock going... And then just put in what you want.
Yeah. Do you know if you can buy broth?
Mm.
Like...
Now, you can buy bone broth. I'll tell you where you want to go. You kind of need to go a little bit. I think your Waitrose will do it, and I think Sainsbury's will do it. But if you go to one of the, you know, the organic places, the big organic, they will always have a really good bone broth.
Yeah.
So you can get all those sort of things. It's very difficult now to make your own bone broth in this country because people don't bother anymore. I mean, my mum would always have in our fridge when I was a kid, she'd always have a big tin, a great big massive tin, which used to be able to frighten people with if you had mates around. You'd say, oh, do you want something nice to eat? Yeah, just lift the thing off the tin because it was full of chicken feet.
Yeah.
Because she'd buy a chicken and the chicken would have the feet on it.
Yeah, of course,
and
yeah.
She'd cut the head off and she'd cut the feet off and she'd stick them in a tin. And at the end of the month, she'd make these incredible broth from these things. We can't get that anymore.
No.
I mean, funny enough, I've seen advertised online farm, you know, organic whole farms that will sell you.
Yes.
And I think, no, really, truly, I don't know that I could bring myself to buy... A big thing of chicken feet, because the whole point of chicken feet is you catch it as it's being thrown away. That's, you know, you don't buy it.
I see what you mean, yeah. Because the thing is, like, growing up in Spain, like, soup for me is broth-based.
Yeah.
So it's not thick or anything, it's really runny. And
what
you can do in Spain is you can go to any kind of supermarket, and the same way you buy a carton of milk, you can buy a carton of broth.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, chicken broth, vegetable broth, like, fish broth, anything. And that's something I really miss, being in this country.
Well, it's become high-end, so the organic supermarkets will always sell really good bone broth, but hellishly expensive.
Yeah,
ridiculously expensive. But you can get, you know what's always good? You get bouillon. You can get a jar of bouillon, you know, and just mix that up.
Yeah.
And even some of the cubes, there are some really good stock cubes now again, but I know what you mean.
It's not the same. No. It's not the same.
It's not the same at all. But unfortunately, if you want to make your own broth, I mean, what we do is whenever we eat chicken, the bones go straight into the freezer. A carcass, and when you've got three or four carcasses, which we eat a lot of chicken, so that might only be a week, then bang, you bang them in a pot, and 12 hours later, then you've got a beautiful stock. But that might only last you a week.
So it's not worth it.
So it is difficult because everything now is a throwaway. It is not financially viable for people to keep carcasses.
No.
You know, which is a shame because, and also whoever, you don't buy a chicken now.
Absolutely not.
You buy a chicken, but it's prepared and everything's been done for you. I mean, in the old days, in the 60s when I was a kid, you would go in a butcher's and there'd be chickens and they'd be hanging up. You buy the chicken, there's a chicken.
Well, but you can still buy that, can't you, if you go to a butcher?
Well, not so much now, I don't know, can you? I don't know there are many butchers that sell whole chickens because people don't want them. They say, well, what do I do with this? Well, you pluck it, you cut the things off, But no, they want it already done. They want it.
Yes. Well, because it's easier if you're going to buy it. And especially nowadays that all of us, we're all so busy, we don't have time to, you know, spend time on the chicken. We just want everything to be prepared for us.
Right, let's have a quick break. And then when we come back, we're wrapping up, really. Sam Delaney going to come in?
Well, he should be here any minute, really.
Should we wait for Sam or should we go?
We can wait for Sam. Let's wait for Sam. Let me ask you one last question about soup. Would you put pasta into your soup?
Well, here's the thing. My kids do. The kids, they love it. And it's nice. It fills it up. But there is another thing. And I always forget the name. I'm terrible. It's a Turkish thing. We're Turkish, my family, as you know. I forget the name of it. I'll text you when I get home. And it's somewhere between rice and pasta. It's like a big...
Yeah.
It looks like rice, but it's much bigger. Mm-hmm. But it swells like it's pasta.
Yeah.
And when you eat it, it's soft. It has the texture of pasta.
Uh-huh.
And I forget what it's called, but it's absolutely beautiful. But the best thing I would think, and again, pilau. Yeah, it's like pilau, but it has a name. The best thing, of course, which you can still get, is pearl barley. If you put pearl barley in the soup, because that swells and it's lovely. Now, Sam Delaney's come with us.
Soup out. Makes it more hearty.
What?
Pearl barley will make soup more hearty.
Yeah, then. It will. Sam Delaney, I've been listening to your trails, and you're doing the same as we've been doing. You're doing the...
What, you saying that I'm copying you?
No, you didn't.
I recorded that trail last night.
No, but what I'm saying is you are doing as you always do. I'm sure John Holmes feels the same. You're taking it a step further. One might even say a step too far.
No.
If
anyone takes anything a step too far on this station, I think it's fair to say it's John Holmes. If anything, I come on to reinstall a semblance of sanity.
Well, I give you one word and one word only, and that word would be dominatrix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have got dominatrix. Yeah, well, did I say that in the trail?
Yes, in the trail.
Okay, all right, I take your point. We do have a dominatrix, a reformed dominatrix. She won't be doing any dominatrix in the studio today.
That's a shame.
As far as I know. We certainly haven't requested that.
An ex-dominatrix.
She's an ex-dominatrix, a recovering dominatrix, you might say. She'll be here, not dominating, but she will be giving a special Valentine's Day dating advice surgery. And what will be interesting about that is that we will be having various case studies from around talk radio. Some of the people here behind the scenes will be giving their posing some dating queries. All of the single people. Now, Marta, you'd be good for this. You've before shared with us some of your dating experiences. You know, when we've been an after work sherry.
Be careful with Victoria Bourne.
Don't worry, yeah, I know.
It's a bit.
I know, she's really quite sensitive too.
Yeah, a little bit. It's not the greatest day in the world. Don't mention cats.
No,
Hi, Vicky. How you doing? Nice to see ya.
She doesn't like us talking about things like that on air.
Excuse me?
There were you and your love life. There was obviously the complicated predicament with Cornelius.
That was not that. That we never went on a date.
Okay, but
why are you spinning lies?
Just rumours. Just the rumours.
What about Rudd? News. What about Rudd?
No,
he's a good-looking lad, Rudd, and he's got money.
He's
in
a child.
He is adorable.
Excuse me. Any family that calls their kid Rudyard has got money in the bank.
Oh, the
woman.
The Lane family go back generations. That's old money. The best sort.
I'm almost 30, and he looks prepubescent.
Wow. That's a little bit
shallow,
isn't it?
To argue with. Okay.
Yeah. Now,
can I just say,
he's adorable. You could pop him on your knee and just, you know, it'd be comforting.
No, thank you.
You could pop him like a bottle of cheap champagne.
Wow.
Right, thank you so much.
Okay, anyway, the dominatrix will be giving advice to Marta and Victoria should she require it, but my suspicion is no, she
won't. Right, sorry, Sam, thank you. Can I just say thank you to the audience of John Holmes who have treated me, I'm not going to say well, but at least politely. So thank you very much. Johnny's back with you tomorrow.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.